CMN Network, MI1. MI1 Network.
KE4ZYQ monitoring.
CMN Network.
So we're not linked still.
WAPD Mobile. Two radios going in, it was driving me crazy. Good morning.
I'm on the, heading over there. I'm Pontiac right now, so it'll be a bit. How far is it from where you live?
About 5 miles. Not bad. Through the subdivision, up M29. Yeah, I'm going to say about 5 miles, but it's a little bit more rural over here, so, and plus it's Sunday morning, so I don't have much to fight with. It gets really, during the week, it gets really, really heavy, because we don't have much industry up here, but we have a lot of housing. But today, not many people go to church anymore, so it'll be an easy drive for me.
Why are you on the road already?
I'm going to meet there, Tim there early, make sure everything's ready, make sure this doesn't get messed up, make sure nobody takes our center aisle. I did talk to him, but I'm on, you know, covering the bases, and so I kind of like, I'm in the top of the heap of this gig, I don't want to mess it up.
All right. How many are you expecting?
20?
Wow. I wasn't expecting that. A lot of people are hungry on the east side.
Yeah, we like to eat. So, you know, so we put the word out there pretty big. So hopefully it'll be big. If not, it's a flop. It's a flop. You know, I know that I got at least 10.
Yeah, you know, for some reason a lot of people will say, oh, it's too cold to go out. I guess if you're digging a dog sled, yeah.
It's too cold to go out. You better be careful, Sean. One of your radios could break and you might have to go out.
I have my car warming up for almost 15 minutes. My window's still iced.
Mine will shut off after 10. It'll let you start it for another 5 or 10 minutes, and then it won't do it anymore. You got to go outside. Go ahead, Phil.
Now, Jason, don't you have a garage?
Oh, me or Sean?
Sean, he just wants to say his car is frozen. Are you one of these people that has a garage where it's all filled with stuff you can't put your car in?
It ain't that cold. Cold is what I live for.
Hey, Tim, you on the road yet?
Yes, sir. Southbound Gresham Therapy at the venue shortly. NAWRO.
I'm going over the top of 94 and 20 Washington Street right now. So we'll get there about the same time. They serve alcohol there, I think. We could have a drink.
Bloody Mary's in the morning for all.
There you go.
I surely miss my hometown. I miss my hometown real bad.
Who is this? Go ahead, WVD.
KI4HTA, Kilo India 4 Hotel Tango Alpha. I miss my hometown of Detroit. I've been gone too long.
What's your name and where are you right now?
I left Detroit back in the day, went in the military after I graduated out of high school. And I've been ended up here in Memphis, Tennessee, stayed for 30 years, left here, went to Cleveland, Ohio for 10. Now I'm back to Memphis again after 10 years in Ohio. I moved right back to Memphis, 10. Well, I'm originally from Detroit, KI4HTA.
Oh, must be just visiting. And what was your name? Sorry, if you said it, I missed it.
The name here is Delta Oscar November Alpha Lima Delta.
Okay, Donald, this is Phil. Papa Henry and Lima, KPR, welcome. So are you just in town visiting?
No, I'm from Detroit. I haven't been there in a while. That's where I'm originally from. But I stay here in Tennessee, Memphis, right down here around Bill Street.
Oh, so you're remoting in. Oh, okay, very good. We're getting some cold down there, too.
Oh, we didn't pass. It was really bad here. Real, real bad winter. We just got over it. No more snow. Snow is gone. And we're getting ready to hit the 70s. On Tuesday, we'll be up in the 70s.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, we're going to break above freezing this week, supposedly. So you're welcome to come back here and enjoy with us. So, but I hear Tennessee is beautiful. How are you coming in? Are you on Echolink or All-Star?
I'm on Echolink, yeah. My Echolink's been down for a while, and I'm surprised to see how they can change. They didn't change the Echolink. It's pretty cool. Your screen turns red when you key up and talk. Yeah, I like it.
All right, sounds good. I haven't used Echolink in a long time. Anyways, let's go over to Sean. Are you back yet? Is your car warmed up?
Yep, just, I don't know why, but it's not clearing off and blasting it. The car is pretty warm inside, but still got frost all over the window. Weird. Anyhow, Wally, how are you coming along?
I'm in the parking lot. We're going to go make sure everything goes hunky-dory. Maybe Jim and I'll sit at the bar, have a cup of coffee. So we're here. Make sure your recycling thing isn't on, Sean. You know, make sure you're getting the fresh air, not the recycled air. It was like 5 below when I was driving through town here, so it's really, really cold. So make sure, you know, that little button that gets the air from the outside, that might help dry things off because it's really, really, the air is really dry, too. So your window should be clear unless you're recycling or something.
Is this repeater anywhere near Warren, Michigan? I think it's around Warren, Michigan, isn't it? This repeater here?
Yeah, it's a network of repeaters, but if you call it the main one, is in Warren, yes.
Okay, a good friend of mine stayed in Warren. and he talks on here sometimes. Very rare he talks on here. Okay, y'all have a good morning. I'm getting ready to go get me a cup of coffee because y'all kept talking about coffee, so I'm going to make me a cup of coffee. It'll be KI4HTA, Kilo India 4, Hotel Tango Alpha, that's my call sign, and y'all have a good morning now.
Okay, Donald, very good. Thanks for jumping in. Yeah, we're all having a breakfast heading there. So, yeah, Sean, I don't know. A lot of times, you know, I'm not sure if you have the same. I'm pretty sure your remote setup is the same as mine. If it's cold enough out, it automatically puts the defroster on high. I'm not sure how it detects that, but. So. When I know it's going to be really cold out, a lot of times I will preset, like, maximum defrost and all that stuff, and then shut the car off. So when I do remote start it, it comes on full blast.
I mean, I'm well aware of all that, you know, what Wally's saying and the recirculate and you and all that stuff. This is unusual. That's why I'm mentioning it. You know, I know what normal is. This is just weird for some reason. My defroster is not defrosting in its normal fashion, but I'm okay now. It seems to be coming along. Just struck me as odd as all. I have to drive kind of like looking around it, which is, I don't even think that's legal. Anyhow, yeah, Donald, I don't know who you're talking to up here, but drop on in anytime. Yep, this is the FBI, Network of Repeaters.
Yeah, I think he's gone sipping his coffee, so, yeah, I don't know why that didn't work for you. You remember those, I think, was it Ford? I think Ford had, somebody had a long time, the metal, in the front, in the windshield, and they call the windshield heated up, which made, like, radar detectors useless.
So where are you at right now? What's your ETA?
ETA is 8:14. I am 23 minutes out. I'm at M59. Approaching the Golden Butthole.
All right, looks like you and I are destined to collide as we're turning into the parking lot.
Oh, boy. I'll keep my eyes open. So, wow, the sun is, like, right over, just coming up over the horizon, right below my visor. Can't block it out.
Yeah, I took the right route for that. I noticed that when I turned onto 11 mile, I noticed it was blinding and I just couldn't quite block it out. So I grabbed the Ray-Bans, but then I got down on 696, so I'm below the grade and not having to put up with it. And I'll be turning east on 94, which is heading north. So I won't have to deal with it like you are.
Yeah, just be careful coming over that rise as you get on the 94. That's pretty open. It's going to get you right in the eyes. I gotta keep going this direction until I'm almost there. So I got to put up with it. I hope they got good food at this place. I'm starving.
All right, yeah, it was quite bad as I was on the ramp there. But now it's behind me, so.
Yeah, I stand corrected. I'm near the major Golden Butthole. I was before. I was at the lesser one. I forgot there's two of them.
Did you see the Milan Olympics got permission to use the Golden Butthole from their sister city?
Yeah, there was like four of them.
for Sterling. They had this spirally geographic shape that they adopted as the city symbol, and it was met with similar guffaws, but they didn't spend, you know, they didn't spend stupid money building a statue of it, but it was on letterhead, still is on letterhead, and vehicles and stuff like that. I've seen a lot less of it in recent years. I don't know if they're slowly walking back from it or if it's still official, but same thing. People don't take kindly to just arbitrary decisions to gussy stuff up.
Yeah, wasn't the cost of this thing out here something astronomical, like $100,000 or something, I heard?
This is the CMN Network, MI1.
Welcome to the FBI Network of Repeaters. Anyhow, yeah, this, something like that. I don't keep track of the exact amount, but, something like that.
Yeah, somebody got wealthy off of that one. Oh, man, this sun is killing me. It's right, coming in right below my rearview mirror. I wonder if I can't do anything about it. Cake here.
You gotta get us some tail messages announcing the FBI network. Get them running on the hub, Bill. I'm too lazy.
Oh, okay. Let's see. You have a play a little jingle too, and something real catchy.
Something like that.
So is New Haven close to the Richmond repeater? Should we switch over there?
Yeah, there's a little area where they're both kind of okay, the Warren and the Richmond. But Richmond ought to pick you up. You'd be able to carry 2-6. I don't know, are you taking Gratiot North, or are you coming over to 94 or what?
Apparently 94.
Yeah, so you should be able to start working Richmond when you get up north of 59 ways. But, you know, it's kind of 50-50. Not my stomping area. Wally's the guy to ask.
Which that's in a different bank, or a different zone, to say commercially. I'll have to flip over to that.
Yeah, I gotta start looking at machines at my Mount Clemens. I think I'm gonna need to fill for the Mount Clemens hole. I can't rely on the UMP for the FBI network anymore, so make some room at that site for a machine that enhances this network.
Hey, this is Richmond. Am I making it?
It's top corny, but yes.
And he's BBC Mobile.
How are you now? Good morning, Mike.
Sean, how you doing? You going to breakfast?
I am. Got Phil out here as well. He's on his way. And I think Wally and Tim are already there. Like Mary's.
They're already there for an 8:30 breakfast? Okay. Well, early is probably good, better than late.
Yeah, I'm at Mount Clemens now. It seems to be the strongest.
Yeah, where are you at, Phil?
Just going up to 94. I'm 59.
I just went underneath 94.
But you're on 94.
59.
You're gonna beat me. Well, I'm just coming across 94 right now. Don't make the left turn.
Oh, there you go. Anyhow, Mike, yeah, I think Tim and Wally wanted to get there early, make sure that, because there's going to be a big crowd, and they wanted to make sure, you know, everything was ready to go and all that good stuff. So I just think they wanted to be there in advance for, because it sounds like it's going to be a pretty darn big crowd.
KTKJ.
Well, that's cool. Looking forward to it. Got my wife with me, so she's going to join us this morning, and we'll have some fun.
There you go. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'm tuning my barrier down there, too, with Melissa, so, and my daughter and my future son-in-law are coming, too, so we'll meet you all down there.
All righty. We will keep an eye out for you. We'll save a spot near the back. Cool, Tom's is good for you.
Hey, you're getting pretty noisy, Sean. Can you switch to Mount Clemens?
JFA, GPZ, mobile.
Hey, GPZ, I'm going to just go to monitoring and, have a little talk with my wife while we drive. And it's BDC. Standing by.
And it's BZR.
Are you at M19 yet, Sean?
I don't know if I'm going to hit it or not.
All right, I have to fumble around. I don't have Richmond in this radio, believe it or not. Huh. Go figure. Or if it is, I don't know where it is. Anyhow, I'm over on UMP now. Should be okay.
Yeah, you're solid. Are you off? You exited yet?
It's just up ahead here. 0.3, 0.2. I'm just getting off now.
All right. You're a mile ahead of me.
KF8S Mogul.
Morning, Dave.
Welcome to the east side.
I was a little worried. I left my passport at home.
WAVPD.
Morning, Brian.
Morning, Brian. NABZR.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Phil. I heard you out there, too.
Good morning. Just exiting the expressway.
11 minutes out. I'll be there. Can't say that.
We'll keep a light on for you.
Yeah, you too.
Who is that?
Detroit Rock City, man.
Oh my God, Jack's coming. Yay!
What's the name of the place?
Main Street Grill.
Main Street Diner, I think.
Okay, I'm on the Richmond now. Am I making any good?
You are.
Yeah, it's solid here. Bay coming down M-19, they're re-daring.
Thanks for the warning, KFA-DBZ.
Yeah, right near 26 Mile Road.
Well, Ford Motor Company says it's negative 2.
I got negative 3.
I got negative 6.
I must not be driving fast enough. Mine says 5 above.
This has been a temperature inversion.
There's a little red building right at the railroad tracks. That used to be the police department. That was a hoot. And then right behind the Main Street Grill, you'll see a tower. That's mine.
Oh, nice. All right, I'm pulling in Cape here.
Wow, this is amazing. There's no traffic.
If only it was like this during the weekday commute.
Anybody bring their mesh task devices? They're going to be like really close to that garbage dump that has the big tower. The big mesh task nose. Negative 1 degree, wow. KFA, that's clear.
CMN Network, UHF.
KFA, FQW, monitoring.
CMN Network, MI-1.
CQ, CQ, TAA, Serapato, sir. Martin, Wadbert, Ohio. Is there anybody out there? Sounded like somebody trying to get in, but they didn't. CQ, CQ. TAA, Serapato, sir. Martin Wadbert, Ohio. Anybody out there?
I'm out here. This is N8XWT, Jamie and Troy. Over.
And Troy, I know where that is. I used to live in Michigan. I was born and raised there. And I know where Troy is.
Okay. Well, what's going on with you today? I just got up. Literally, I just got out of bed. And I just put on a cup of coffee. Well, I didn't even get a cup of coffee yet. I just started brewing a pot. And I'm really no good without caffeine. But I heard you there. I thought I'd come back and say good morning to you. Over.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I usually go to church on Sunday morning, but I'm not going today. I just going to take one more day. I was sick for the last 3 or 4 days, and I'm feeling better today, but I don't want to, get other people in church sick in there, so I'm going to stay home today.
Well, I'm sure everybody up there is going to appreciate the fact that you did. I haven't been feeling any colds or flu or anything this season. I was a little bit sick there, but nothing that kept me down for 3 days like that. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I plan on going to church today, and my mass, it's noon mass. I'm one of those late kind of guys. Noon mass in Detroit, in my old neighborhood in Detroit. So, where are you in Ohio? I don't have a map in front of me. I know it's a pretty big state. Are you on Echolink, or are you hitting the repeater with your radio? Over.
I'm on Echolink, and all I got, I got the radios are all what you call handheld. They don't hit other states or any repeated by our own here in Doylestown, the repeater is. But I'm 12 miles west of Akron, Ohio. Akron is famous for the used to be, Firestone used to be there, and the Goodyear, well, the Goodyear is still there, but the Firestone is not there no more. Firestone, Bridgestone moved them out, Akron. But like I said, Goodyear is still there. Yeah, they used to call the Rubber City, the Akron was painted for. And I'm 12 miles west of that, the Wild Dirt is.
Oh, real good, real good. Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, Dayton, Ohio, used to have a tire company there called Dayton. I had Dayton tires on my first car. Used to make a lot of tires in Ohio. And there should be a lot of manufacturing and industry going on now. It's pretty much going all overseas. Well, it's gone overseas 20, 30 years ago. But, yeah, they made a lot of tires in Ohio, didn't they? We had a tire plant here in Detroit on Jefferson Avenue, right on the Detroit River. Firestone, huge plant. And I remember seeing that when I was younger, and it was already closed by the time I saw it. and they tore the thing down. But, hey, come back to me. Let me ask you a question. This is a brand new radio that I'm talking to you on, and I wondered what you thought of the audio quality. How does it sound? It's got adjustments on it for mic gain, but I wondered if you could critique it a little bit and let me know what you think. Over.
You sound pretty good on me, and that. But you got a little whistling sound like type, and that's the only problem. I hear a little whistle sound, while you're talking, and that. I don't know, you better might want to check on that. But all that, you're sounding pretty good talking in there.
All right, yeah, thanks for that. I know maybe I'm holding the mic too close to my mouth. We'll see. Have to try to make some adjustments or something. I don't want to be whistling. So, well, hey, why don't you come back to me again with your call sign and your name? I'm going to jot it down in the log, and then I'm going to go check on that pot of coffee because I'm not going to be able to operate much longer without it. Over.
Call sign is Q-A-H-Serapato-Sir. K-E-A-S-F-S. And my name is Mark with a K.
Okay, roger that. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra, Foxtrot, Sierra, Mark. All right, nice to meet you there today. And I'm going to go get my coffee. And have a great day, my friend. This is N8XWT saying 73 for now.
Yeah, I hear you. Come on back. I copy you.
Good morning,
your audio is kind of down low. I hardly can't hear you. Yeah, and maybe you want to turn it up a bit. Okay.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
He didn't come back. Okay. Well, anybody else? CQ? Kia at 8, Serpa Toaster.
Somebody calling N8XWT, this is he.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Craig in Livonia, Michigan. And I heard you, that you got a new radio and you were getting a report, and I just wanted to let you know from Livonia, you sounded really good, the audio sounded really good, no whistle whatsoever. Over.
Oh, thanks, Craig. Appreciate that. I grabbed a cup of coffee, and now I'm back in front of the radio. Just barely waking up here, but it's good to know. I'm glad to hear that. I had heard reports about this radio not having the greatest audio, and I've heard of people replacing the mic elements in them, but that was the only drawback that kept me from purchasing this. I went ahead and did it anyway, because I really like whatever, all the other features and stuff. So you don't think any adjustments are required there, Greg? Over.
No, I'd say leave it alone. Sounds good to me. What radio are you running again?
Yeah, it's an Elinco DR735.
Well, it sounded fine. You're full quieting, and the audio is sounding good. How's my audio? I'm on an old Yaesu FT100D. Over.
I think it sounds great. I don't really critique that stuff that bad, but you know, I've heard some guys with really muffled sounds and kind of hard to make out, and I thought something's wrong with the speaker on this rig. And now you sound real good. Over.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, this is an old rig. I haven't been on it much. I had to replace the microphone cord because I had it in a box and the microphone cord rotted from gassing. So that's how long it's been since I used it.
Yeah, I've heard of that happening, not to Yaesus, and not because of that, but that's interesting that can happen from gassing. I have to keep an eye on that because I got an old rig that's in a box. I heard of that happening to some of these old Elincos because the microphone cord couldn't handle the UV from the sun, and they sat in the cars and it just disintegrated. So that was something I learned when I was looking at used Elincos, but I ended up buying a new one. Over.
Yeah, I think that can happen too. Well, it didn't hurt anything else, the knobs and all the plastic. That cord just disintegrated and was real, just disintegrated. And I couldn't find the microphone because it's an old radio, so I had to buy a different microphone for Yaesu. It's the same plug-in and everything, but it has a different, I think there's a different resistor in it or something, so all the little controls don't work on it, which was real frustrating. But it did plug right in there, so the cord itself plugged into the old microphone handle. And so that worked out, so I'm happy about that. But the switch, the PTT switch, is a little bit soft on this now, and every once in a while it chatters when I'm using it. I have to put a lot of thumb pressure on it to keep it down. But it's an old radio, and it's great. It's HF and 70 centimeters and 2 meters, and it's all in the same radio, and I've always liked it. I've worked a lot of DX on it, on HF as well, so it's a good old radio, and they still go for about $500 if you see them on eBay and the like, so I guess they're still desirable.
Yeah, all right, Craig. I had a similar problem with my Yaesu FT5100 2 meter 70 centimeter rig that I bought back in 92. The mic on that had a capacitor that went bad, causing the audio to go really low. I mean, you could still key up and you get a good signal out there, but your audio was really low. I tried to fix it when I didn't have any soldering skills and pretty much destroyed it and just threw it out. So I'll just buy a new mic. But you know what? You cannot buy a new mic for this rig with the buttons on it, you know, to do everything you want to do, because you can only scan with the mic. So I ended up buying a little CB mic. It's got a little sticker on it that says Superstar. It was originally a 4-pin mic, but the guy, the eBay seller, wired it up for my Yaesu, and it sounds really good, but, you know, I like to be able to use the controls on the mic that you're supposed to use. And I've been looking for a mic for this for years, and I bought a couple, tried to wire them up myself, and was unsuccessful, so great deal. And then, what kind of rig is that, Craig, with the HF 2 meter 70 centimeter? I want to write that down. Back to you.
Yeah, it's a FT100D, FT100 Delta, and it's an all-mode radio. It's a little portable. It's for your car. It's for your car, but it's really nice. It's my 2-meter 70-centimeter radio right now, because I'm using a Zygu. I'm using all Zygu stuff for my HF right now. I use a Zygu X6200 into a BLA 350 RM Italy amp. And so I hit it with 8 watts, and I get about 200 watts out. Over.
Yeah, I heard about those rigs. That's pretty decent there. And those, well, I can't pronounce that radio you mentioned. I've seen them around, and they look pretty good. Yeah, my first HF rig was a Yaesu 857D, and I love that thing. It works great, and, of course, real portable. You could take it in the car, which I never did. But a lightning bolt took that thing out 2 years ago. It wasn't even hooked up to the antenna. The coax was just laying on a table in the backyard, and we had a lightning strike. And I swear it came down right in our backyard. Took out my radio and a whole bunch of other stuff in the house. But I love that rig, man. I imagine that the 0100 is similar to it. It sounds like it the way you describe it. One of these days, I'm going to see if I can fix that rig. I sent it off to Yaesu, and they said it would cost too much, you know. But I'm going to take it apart and have a look-see. I'm getting pretty good with soldering surface mount components. Anyway, Craig, back to you from N8XWT.
Well, good luck with that. It could be anything with a lightning strike like that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you got your work cut out for you there. I suppose it's the front end somewhere, but you know, you never know with a lightning strike like that. Yeah, that's a good little radio. My first rig, first ham radio, or HF rig, I should say, was a TS-520, not an S, just the 520, the old TS-520. So that'll let you know how old I am. Back to you.
Well, if I was in a hobby, that probably could have been my first rig, too, except I didn't have any money back then. I was scraping for scraping for nickels and dimes, but that looks like a nice rig. I've seen those. In fact, I want one of those. I'm looking for one of those to restore, you know, replace all the electrolytic capacitors. I love the look of those things. The 530 might be a little bit better because I think the difference is the 530 has got the warp bands. I did see an 820. There's an 820 for sale on eBay, but I think the guy's asking a little bit too much for it. Yeah, I love those old rigs. Back to you, Craig.
Yeah, well, the 520 doesn't even have a digital display. It's you have to zero beat the tuning knob. So that's the way it is. I don't think I could even tune in. I forgot how to work the thing. It's you have to go through to tune it, and it'd probably come back to me. I could probably watch a YouTube video or something, figure it out. But, yeah, I don't know how to say Zygu either. Zygu, I don't know. But they're good radios. I got the little Z90, and it's got a tuner in it that's really good. And I got it for just playing around. I was getting back into the hobby, and I didn't really want to spend a lot of money on a rig yet. I just thought I'd get something to get on, you know. And I really liked it, and I liked it a lot. I liked it so much I went and bought the X6200. I'm kind of looking at that new Icon 7300 MX thing that everybody's crazy about. I'm kind of looking at that too for a shack rig. Over.
MI1 Network.
I guess that's how I'm going to say it. Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. People seem to like them. You know, it's funny, those 7300s, man, those were just the hottest thing a couple years ago when I started getting back in the hobby. And they're flying off the shelves, right? Everybody had one of those. And I guess they're great rigs. And now they come out with the new one. I don't know what the difference is, but it sounds even better. I was going to get one of those, except I wanted the 2 meter 70 centimeter, because one of these days I'm going to do something on 2 meter single sideband. But I'm not doing anything except with this little rig here, and you know, the vertical dual band on the chimney. I got to get my antenna back up in the air. I'm looking forward to that. Maybe this week if it gets a little warmer. I can't remember your call sign, but give it to me. I'm going to write it down. This is N8XWT. Back over to you.
N8XWT. N8MZU. Mike Victor Uniform. And I'm in Livonia. I'm over in Livonia.
Okay, Roger that. I just programmed this repeater in the rig yesterday. Wasn't even sure where it was, but it sounds like I'm hitting it. I mean, my signal, you said my audio is good. I dropped the power down to 5 watts, or no, 20 watts. Am I still hitting it okay?
Yeah, it sounds fine. Full quieting, no problem. Yeah, I was listening to you on an SDR. I got I can listen to the whole 2 meter band on, I got one of those RX-888, and I was listening to you, and I heard that. I tell you, you had a whistle. I didn't want you chasing a whistle for the next month. Over.
Man, I appreciate that. The first thing I heard was, I go, oh, no, man, this is a brand new rig. What am I going to do? I don't want to really. I was thinking about replacing the mic element because, you know, I heard it was not the greatest audio, but I don't know what I would be able to do about a whistle. So, hey, Greg, nice to talk to you. My coffee cup is empty. I'm going to go get another one. And I got you in the logbook, and it was great to chat with you this morning, and I hope to see you again. But right now I'm going to go take care of the caffeine situation and say 73 for now, Greg. Craig? Is it with a C or a G? I think it's Craig. We'll say 73 for now, and... catch you again. This is N8XWT.
Yeah, fine business, James. Yeah, I answered everything, Craig, Greg, Chris. Yeah. When you got a name like Craig, you answered all that. Kurt, it doesn't matter. And yeah, nice to meet you too, James, and I hope I run into you again. NXWT, NAWU will be clear. 7:30.
AF8FSQ. Are you guys hearing me any louder now over this? Any zone?
You sound a lot better. No whistles. And there was a whistle there for a while, but you sound better. You didn't have the whistle. Maybe you cleared it up or something. I don't know. Mark in Wadger, Ohio. Sarah Popko, sir.
All right, Herb, thank you. I wanted to make sure I got that address. And I heard somebody else was talking on here about having a microphone that's not picking up loud enough, but the signal's getting through. I'm wondering if that's the situation. I mean, any tone, 7-7.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI1.
KFAEAP, mobile listening.
Mobile station, this is KEAKCZ. Also mobile, how are you doing this afternoon? Or I guess it's still morning.
Doing excellent. Actually just heading back to the church hall for a family dinner. Rented out the hall, because it ended up being quite a big dinner.
Oh, sounds like quite the event. Today was a, you rented a hall for the family gathering?
That's correct. Cut out a little bit there, though.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what happened. Maybe the cold is messing with the connector or something. So it's back next year, it's shut down the way it should be.
I'm up here on the BERT repeater, and there for a couple days. About a week and a half, it was offline completely. I had nothing, but now it came back. And seems to be working normally for the most part.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I'm a positive what's your here I'm bouncing off of right now. I'm in cloud, and I've got pretty much the surrounding repeaters programmed into my radio, and I had it on scan when I heard your call. And I think it's a Flint repeater, Flint or Fenton, one or the other.
That I'm not sure of. I'd have to look on the FBI website to see what they are tied to, because I don't remember seeing Flint or Fenton tied to it, but they could have changed it. I don't know.
Come on, 442-200 megahertz. Do you know which one that is up top here?
That I don't. My radio's programming only shows me the call sign, and I can't remember which one it is, but it sounds right. I think I'm on dot 200.
I got you. Yeah, it is starting to break up a little bit, so I will let you get back to what you're doing. I just wanted to say good morning. I heard you talk.
Hi, Matt. Good chatting with you, too. Yep, I will head out 7-3 for now. KF8EAD. That's Luke and Bert, by the way.
Okay, Luke, have a good one.
KF8FSQ, just real quick, I got you guys coming through Holly, it's 44235, I believe.
Roger that, thanks. Is this the Holly repeater?
Yeah, I believe it's Holly. It's linked up to the WACMN. No problem, Matt, I can see what your name was. This is KF8FSQ. Name's Frederick.
Roger that, Frederick. You have yourself a great day. KF8KC's unclear.
KF8FSQ, monitoring.
WABD. Told me a story, Tom. She's already home.
I was starting to think y'all were going to stick around for lunch.
That was a great event. I'm glad. Everybody got to know everybody. Everybody got to talk. Everybody got to know everybody's personalities a little better. That we couldn't have asked for a better turnout and a better event. Thank you, everybody.
That was a lot of fun, guys.
Watch who you're calling a mushroom.
Well, thanks for putting it together, KPR.
I have to get a mobile in here. I think I'm going to put that antenna on here with the BNC and use my HD.
Yeah, Shelly asked me if we're going to do it again, so that might be the same place next time in April, so that's cool.
Who's Shelly?
The lead waitress, our waitress, the one that took the lead.
Hi,
Hey, Wally, you see I went by there. Community Center and Food Pantry.
Well, that's good. What's their hours of operation? I would imagine weekdays.
Yeah, I have to find that out.
Hey, Sean, this thing that John made for the XPRs, this thing is freaking flawless. I mean, it's like it was built just for my truck. Just amazing. You're listening, John. Thank you.
I was just showing him that. It's great. I've got my ATX in it right now, but I've got both my radios. I tried them both.
You should see the bracket that Brian made for the Ram truck. I'm going to have him make me one. The creativity with the plastic printer stuff, or whatever it's called, 3D printers, oh my gosh, it is just over the top. If anybody's bored today and wants something to do, drive out to Fairhaven. The lake is a parking lot, literally. I'll bet you there's 500 cars parked out there, and all the toys are out there racing, and the cars are drag racing, and all snowmobiles and everything else like that. You don't want to drive out in the ice? You don't have to, but it's about 3 foot thick. So if anybody is bored today, that's something to do. The other thing to do is drive to St. Clair River. The ice freighters are going up and down constantly. They are actually running oil tankers up and down the river. So there's a steady stream of ice breakers. Just some fun things to do. WABD. WABD. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, my plans have changed. I was going to go to Clinton Township, but that's a kill. So where is this race thing at?
Fairhaven. Just drive to Fairhaven to the DNR launch, just north of the village of Fairhaven on M29. You'll see it. It'll be on the right. There'll be lots and lots and lots of cars out there. I mean, hundreds on the ice. It's a blast. Just dress warm, but it's definitely a sight to see.
All right. Well, that's just north of you then, because I'm on where am I at? It's at Fairhaven. So I'm on 26. You know, coming towards your QTH. So do I just take this right into New Baltimore?
Yeah, just drive straight through New Baltimore and keep going.
Palms and M29 area, basically.
Palms and M29, okay. So basically when I get into New Baltimore, head kind of northeast towards Algonac.
There you go. If you drive underneath the pedestrian bridge, you went too far.
I was going to say, if you hit the marsh, you went too far.
All right. You guys are going to be out there, you and Marion, or?
No, she's got other plans for me.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to go check it out. We're literally, like, right here, like I said, by your office, so I'm just going to keep heading that way.
You'll drive by a BP station on the right, then maybe another mile or two. You can't miss it. There'll be lots and lots of cars turning into the water. You driving your all-wheel drive vehicle?
Negative. That's got a bad half-shaft, so we got some hot takes.
Is that all-wheel drive? I don't know. It's probably been compacted out enough. I'm sure you could probably drive out there. Just look at the vehicles that are out there. If there's one like yours, you'll do fine.
I am not one that drives on the water. But we're going to go definitely check it out. I'll be back to get the car washed.
All right. I know this is coming from somebody that is also intimidated by it, but dude, it is frozen to the bottom. All right, I'm home. Talk to you later. Oh, we gotta go shoe shopping. WBD.
KGL73.
I was about to say, it's gotta be frozen clear to the bottom. Have a great day, 73 gentlemen. WABPD. Stand by.
Where do the
fishies
go?
Where do the fishies go?
Well, they better go east into deeper water. Flash frozen. Kroger.
CMN Network, UHF.
There's a KF8 in there. Your audio is very light, and there's some hash on your signal. It's making it difficult.
So if it's a radio check you're looking for, your audio is too light and your signal's fine, but there's a air noise competing with your audio because it's so light.
Thank you, thank you. I've been fighting with this new phone, AT778UV, like the last couple days. Seems like the signal is getting to the repeater no problem, but I have done everything, including drilling out the mic hole to try to get this thing to pick up my voice. Even with the gain up, it doesn't do anything.
Well, your signal in to the repeater is much improved that time, and your audio is seems to be up. So the combination made it quite possible. And what radio is it you're dealing with? I think you said, but I didn't catch it.
I'm using a HT right now over All-Star with one of those high alarm setups. It's tasked to talk to you right now, but I'm trying to get my base station set up. It's a AT 778.
Oh, so you're connected up to it. You have an All-Star node, I presume, connected up here, and you're using a radio to talk to your All-Star node? Because there's a different way to address that.
Go ahead, ENF. I think you guys are stepping on each other.
Thanks for the call back. Your transmission was broken. This is KFAENF. Getting into this 70-centimeter repeater from Harbor Springs for the very first time. Been trying for a while now, and today was the first successful time. I don't know if we've got the right air or what, but big hill between me and it, and I finally hit it today.
Yeah, that's you're coming through really well on my handy talkie here. Yeah, the Anytone, I'm trying to set up the base station to hit a repeater that's like 8 miles away, and I don't know. It's like you heard. It's just the mic gain is just so painfully low. I'm thinking about just returning it.
Or maybe I didn't hit it.
The guy from Harbor Springs. Yes, you did hit it, but you jumped in the middle of a different conversation, and the gentleman with the Anytone with the very weak audio. Double check and make sure that your band spacing is properly set to 25 megahertz. WRFX, or excuse me, WABPD, I'm at my destination and I will be out.
This is KFAENF, don't think I'm quite getting in.
Hey, DPZ. I am CTH and Blair. Have a good one, everyone.
This is KF8FSQ. KF8FSQ. Testing. And can you check it? Testing all fine. Accepted it, but am I going to do any better?
Drive out there yet, Cap?
CMN Network, MI-1. MI-1 Network. CMN Network.
W8KJO. This is W8EAP.
This is the CMN Network, MI1.
W8VD Mobile. 9VOA, and I am not mobile. Good day. How goes it? Wally here, W-A-L-L-Y, Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima Yankee. 35 miles north of Detroit. How goes it? Okay, roger that. Yeah, name here is Eric. I'm actually in Ypsilanti, Michigan. I don't even know where this repeater is. I just know that I can get into it. Oh, there's lots of them. I'm not sure which one's covering Ypsilanti, but there are a lot of them that are connected together. Okay, roger that. Which repeater are you coming in on? I'm coming in on the, it looks like 442.175. Yeah, I'm not sure where that one is. Coming in on the Richmond repeater. I think it's 442.225 maybe. Richmond, Michigan, probably about 40 miles north of Detroit. Okay, roger that. What are you up to today? Just leaving the office. Had some work to do. Got that done. And I'm going to head home and I gotta go play around with my shiny new radio. Ah, cool. What new radio did you get? I bought a Tait, T-A-I-T, TM9900 mobile radio. Okay, roger that. Yeah, well, it's nice to have a new toy. Yeah. Yeah, code plugs are similar. They're all similar, but they're different. You know, things are located in different places, and they do different things, and they call the same thing. You know, every brand calls the same, you know, has just about the same thing. They just call it different stuff, so so you just have to learn what the verbiage is and, you know, scan groups, scan zones, scan, you know. So lately I've been studying the scanning, how to do it, and there's two ways to do it. Like four different settings, so I gotta figure out how to do that. So that's what I'm up to today. Okay, roger that. Yeah. Get the different brand radios, they all work differently, and trying to order them all, and then when you come back to one or the other, you can't remember how to do it. I guess a good thing for the manuals, huh? Yeah, I got to download the manual to this thing, too. So, it didn't come with a manual. It came with all sorts of pieces and parts. I know what all the pieces and parts do, but it did not come with a manual. So, maybe I'll download that and read that. That might be something. I don't know. It's kind of like putting kids' Christmas presents together, Christmas toys together. First, you try putting it together, then you read the manual. You know, it's what we do with ham radios. Yeah, roger that. Okay, sir, I'm going to step out because I'm pulling in the driveway because the distance between my office and my home is a grand total of about 5 miles. So I'm pulling in the driveway. 73s, you take care. A little bit warmer compared to what it was now, 23 degrees versus negative something this morning, so I feel a little better. I will chat with you later. I'll be clear up here. W8BD.
Yeah, Roger. We'll enjoy your new toy there. Good talking to you, and take care. We'll catch you later. This is the 908 Claire, 73.
CNN Network, UHF.
This is KFA-FQN listening.
CNN Network, MI1.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November, listening. This is KFA-FQN, clear for now.
Did I hear a new call sign out there? This is Whiskey India 8 X-ray.
Yes, I got my license about 2 weeks ago, so this is KFA-FQN, but I've been on this computer for about 2 weeks.
You say you had your call for about 2 weeks. Well, it's still new. 2 weeks old. Wow. That's amazing. My name is Chris. I'm located west of Detroit in a township called Redford.
Roger, my name is Wyatt, and I'm located in Lapeer County.
Where again?
Lapeer County.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, you've been a ham for 2 weeks. I've been a ham for more than 40 years. I got into ham radio in 1985, September. Started out as a novice. No voice privileges at all, just Morse code.
Really? I think, didn't they get rid of the novice or whatever and the advanced?
Well, back then, you needed 5 words per minute for novice. You needed 13 as a general. And if you went for your general test and you didn't pass the code test, but you passed the written test, you'd be a technician. Same privileges as yours. Everything above 50 megahertz. That would be, what, 6 meters, 2 meters, 70 centimeters, 33 centimeters and 23 centimeters and all above that.
Roger, I forgot they got rid of the Morse code requirement. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm glad. I just started learning Morse code. I got a couple words down, like hello, my call sign. But I just started learning it like 2 days ago.
Well, very good. You might want to look into learning the Morse code. It's a language all by itself, and it's spoken all over the world. One day I was sitting in my shack. This is going back, way back, going back about 38 years. I was sitting in the shack there, and I'm copying Morse code, but I can't understand what they're saying. And I'm writing it down, and it's not making any sense. They weren't sending Morse code in French. It was hilarious. My sister looked over my shoulder, and she goes, that's French, Chris. She started putting hash marks. His name is Pierre, and he lives in Seine. And I went, oh, wow. Did different countries will send to each other in their language. But when they're talking to the world, they're speaking English.
It's kind of funny because I thought Morse code was only in English. I forgot that you can do Morse code in other languages. But yeah, that must have been weird.
Yeah, it's in amateur radio, it's a universal language. Everybody speaks Morse code if they're using Morse code. It's quite unique. And there, you could have a class 3 or a class 4 geomagnetic storm going on where you can't truck across the street. If you use Morse code, or CW as it's called, continuous wave, it'll cut through it every time.
Hey, Roger, I've been doing VHF, UHF a lot, but I want to get my general so I get to do Morse code on HF because for a tech, I only have access from 28300 megahertz to 28500, I believe. So really strict there, and it's sadly only SSB. So, I ordered a CAD or like a bug, and I ordered like a Morse code decoder thing. So, yes, it sounds fun. I always like the idea of Morse code, and I'm excited about doing it. When did you learn Morse code? Or when you got your license, probably, but.
Oh, Robin, I've done just about everything. I've done slow scan TV, fast scan TV, radio teletype, all the different speeds they had available way back when. Now they've got new digital modes. They have, FT8, that's quite popular, FT4, JT65. Never even heard of it. Have no clue what it sounds like. But it's out there. There's all kinds of different things. They're all derivations on Morse code, but it's quite interesting. But, and then they had the ASCII, regular ASCII, and then they had the Baudot code, which is a French version of ASCII. But interesting. I'm looking at a repeater sitting on my windowsill here. It's a 33-centimeter repeater. You could operate on it if you had a radio for it. It's the 900 megahertz band. We have frequencies 902 megahertz all the way up to 928 megahertz. It's an FM repeater band. It's interesting. It's got a small footprint, but it's good for linking other repeaters with each other. I'm not sure how this repeater is linked. I don't think they're using 900. I think they're using other frequencies. Because there's a bunch of repeaters in this. I'm on the 442.175 machine, so I believe this is linked up to four or five other repeaters. What repeater are you on? This is WI8X.
I'm coming via the VoIP bridge. Using EchoLink.
Oh, I did not know they had an EchoLink up here. Okay, I could have switched to that too. EchoLink is fun. It's different. Yeah. I did not like it at first because I thought, well, it's not radio. It's telephone because you're going through the internet. But EchoLink can be linked to the radio. And one day we contacted a guy who was in Australia. He was on a 220 simplex channel getting into his system, into his EchoLink system, and it worked great. I started enjoying it more and more. At the time, I didn't have a really good station set up. I still don't have a good station set up. I'm in an apartment building, and they won't let me put in any antennas on the roof. Darn. But if they did, this building would look like it had hair.
Yeah, same here. Right now I have a Dolphin AR-152 for my main radio. I'm getting a Explorer QRZ-1 from QRZ. But, yeah, same for me. I'm looking to get an Anytone 778. But if I had the money and the opportunity, my house would look the same, Zach, as what you said.
Okay. Well, I used to have 100-watt HF radios, but a few years ago, I purchased a radio called a Zigu, X-I-G-G-U. It's called a G90. It does 160 meters all the way down to 10 meters. And it's got a built-in antenna tuner and a built-in Morse code key. And it does 10 watts on carrier. And so it would be 10 watts on CW or Morse code, 10 watts on AM or FM or any of the digital modes, and does 20 watts single sideband. And it's a nice radio. It's got a waterfall display on it and everything. It's really cool. Small, lightweight. I think it draws all of about 7 amps, not even that, on a 12-volt power supply. Works well. I like it. I'm really impressed with the antenna tuner. I have tuned all kinds of things. One day I was just fooling around. I said, let's see if what I can do with this. I hooked up the shield side of the coax to my ground wire, and I hooked up the center part of the coax with an allocator clip to my 10-speed bicycle, which I had sitting in the room with me. And I made a contact with a guy in a small town near Cheyenne, Wyoming. And he was running a G90 as well. It was hilarious. And he goes, what are you using for antennas? Oh, Mike, you don't want to know. I'm embarrassed to say. I said, I'm just testing out this antenna tuner to see how it's working. And I tell him about the bicycle, my 10-speed bike. And he goes, really? He said, I bet you that's the furthest you've ever been on your 10-speed. He goes, I'm working off old coiled bed springs. And then I didn't feel so bad because he was giving me a 20-over signal. I was giving him a 20-over signal.
Really? I've never heard of that. I've heard about the G90. I didn't know it had all those features, but that's funny. I've never heard of that using a bike and stuff. I've never heard of that. KFAS2N for ID.
Well, ever since I became a ham, I would look at different things and say, I wonder what kind of antenna that would be. I used to live in Royal Oak a long time ago when I was a novice tech. The technicians allowed to use the same frequencies as a novice does for Morse code, 10, 15, 40, and 80. Back then, we did not have privileges on 10 meters, no voice privileges, just CW. So, I lived in the apartments or condos that are on 13 Mile Road, and what was behind my condo was a 40-foot tall chicken wire fence, and it went all the way around the Royal Oak driving range and golf course. So I put a ground rod in the ground. I took a radio out there. It was a 100-watt radio. And I had a roller inductor antenna tuner, and I tuned with an alligator clip. I put the alligator clip on the chicken wire fence, and I only put about 4 or 5 watts into the radio. I could not believe the signal I was getting out of that antenna, out of that chicken wire fence. So I figured that fence has got to be at least 2-3 miles long and 40 feet tall. It was one hell of an ear. And when I transferred, it was one hell of a mouth.
Chicken wire, really?
What's that?
I said it's taking away your fence that actually worked.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, you got to figure that went all the way around the community, you know, all those, all the land that the driving range had, plus the golf course. So that was one heck of a long antenna, long and tall antenna. I guess it would be a vertical, or it might be a horizontal as well. But it worked. I had no problems. I didn't have an SWR problem. But the antenna tuner was a big, bold, beefy roller and gutter antenna tuner, so I could tune out any SWR that I had. I got it down to a flat match, and I was impressed. But I couldn't sit out there all day long because the sky looked like it was going to start raining, and I didn't. The radio's all wet, so I had to take it all inside, back inside, and I just ran a wire out to the chicken wire fence. Didn't have the same effect. WINX.
Roger, yeah. They're giving me ideas for the future, but that's insane. That must have been extremely cool to do. Right now, I'm experimenting with my handheld, and in between the SMA connectors for my antenna and the actual transceiver, I put a about 19.8-inch copper wire, and I put one bare end in between the SMA connectors and one bare end out. So I'm experimenting to see if it will work as a ground plane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you know the length of your antenna, you know, a quarter wave on 2 meters is the equivalent to, 19 5/8 inches or something like that? 19 3/4, something like that? Or a quarter wave on this band, on the UHF band, 6 inches. Well, if you have an antenna that's long enough, that antenna might very well be, if you look at it in quarter waves or half waves, it could be a collinear, which exhibits gain, and, geez, that would make an interesting antenna. It's a little weird looking, but I bet I could make it talk, and almost everything that I've hooked up an alligator clip to, I've turned into an antenna. I even used a cord from a printer. It had three prongs on it. Well, I put the two prongs, connect up to it, connect the ground wire to the third prong, and I radiated that antenna. It was not a good antenna, but it was kind of long, and I really didn't have an idea how long it was, about 4 feet long. But it wasn't a really good antenna for HF, and it was a lousier antenna for VHF and UHF.
Roger. Yeah, that's what I got it measured out for, a VHF repeater. I mean, without that rat tail or whatever you would call it, because I have my actual antenna, it's a 3-foot tape, but I put this wire around the SMA male end or female. I got a female for my antenna. And I'm seeing if it works with the ground, but I can hit the repeater perfectly fine without it. But, and I use a metal pan for a ground plane, but I'm seeing how this will perform just as like a portable option.
Oh, yeah, that's possible. I remember living at my parents' house a long time ago. I actually loaded up the gutters on the house, and they worked quite well, except the house had aluminum siding, and I ended up radiating the entire building, getting into clock radios, toasters, thermostats. Oh, I was causing all kinds. I was wreaking havoc all over the house and the neighbor's house, too.
they're saying, my clock radio is talking and it's not even turned on. I go, so why are you telling me about it? It was fundamental overload. I was overriding the, it's coming through the speaker even though the radio wasn't turned on. But when I learned how to separate the gutters from the aluminum siding, I did that. And the gutters, they worked out to be a decent antenna. And they were on a horizontal plane. And then I forgot that they were attached to a downspout which went down into the ground, which didn't seem to make that much of a difference. But I was using an antenna tuner, and it worked well, so I'm not knocking it. You know, you can turn anything into antenna if you, you know, if you play your cards right and follow the math. The math is important. You know how long the the metal is, and it may work out just great. Over to you, Robin, WIADX.
MI1 Network.
Hey, Roger, I was watching a YouTube video about people saying, like, it was kind of like a joke thing, and they were saying, like, little antenna, and they would do that, but I didn't know what it meant, but, yeah, I didn't know you can really turn anything metal into an antenna, so, I'm gonna try that out with my dumpster and see if it works, but, that's crazy that sounds are coming through when your radio is off. That's like, I've never heard of that. My entire 11 years of existing, I've never heard of that.
I used to have a Motorola radio in my car, 110 watt jack. I had it set to about 90. And I was sitting at a traffic light at Telegraph and Schoolcraft, right in front of the White Castle there, and there was a police car sitting next to me. And I was calling a friend out in Ann Arbor. And I was coming over the cop's radio. He heard everything I said. He didn't hear who I was calling, obviously, because he was in the 155 megahertz area. And light turned green, and I started pulling away, and he pulls me over. I thought, can't be speeding. I must have a broken taillight or something. He goes, I heard you talking through your radio. I went, why didn't you answer me? He gave me that eye roll, yeah, like I could talk to you. I went, okay. I said, well, officer, that's called fundamental overload. You were close by, and you heard me through the speaker, but you didn't hear who I was talking to. I was talking to a fellow in Ann Arbor. He goes, that's not possible. I go, oh, yeah, it is. Then he looked on my hump. I had three Motorola radios, one on VHF, one on UHF, and one on 900 megahertz. He goes, holy smokes, who do you talk to on that radio? I go, anybody I want to. He goes, can you talk to me? I says, if I had your frequency programmed in, and I says, I do have your receive channel, I just don't have your transfer channel in there. I says, because I'm not allowed to talk up there anyway, so unless I had my general radio telephone operator's license. And I'm not talking a general class license. That's a completely different license. Most people that repair radios have a GROL. Even a lot of people who are engineers of radio stations, you know, FM, AM, FM, or TV stations, a lot of those people have general radio telephone operator's licenses, which allow them to operate up there and do testing. But he says, well, he says, and I guess you're not breaking the law. I says, and even if I was, you can't do anything about it because that's a federal thing and you're not a federal officer.
Roger, yeah. So yeah, that must have been when police were still using I forgot what frequency they use now, but unencrypted comms or whatever, but I've never heard that as well, fundamental overload, but yeah, it's crazy, it's kind of cool though, if he heard you on it, and well, you obviously didn't get in trouble, but I was searching up that general phone operator, I believe, because I've never heard of that class. Is it, like, still radios, or is it different?
Well, if you're studying for the general and you have a computer, I would suggest using hamstudy.org. That's how I got my extra. But all the other stuff I did it all the old-fashioned way with the books and a calculator. So stuff like that. I wish you well, Robin. Have a good day. I have to... as KD8MLF always says, I have to make an unscheduled stop. Or, rather than say, I gotta go to the bathroom, I always tell the guys on the North Hill repeater that, I gotta go to the gym. I renamed my bathroom to gym because you exercise a lot of muscles in there. But you don't have to tell people what you're doing, right? Catch you later, Robin. Nice making contact with you. This is Whiskey India 8 X-ray, 73.
73 to you. It was a pleasure meeting you. Pleasure talking to you. I hope we get to talk again. And correction, my name is Wyatt, spelled Whiskey, Yankee, Alpha, Tango, Tango. But again, that's fine. We all make mistakes. But again, you have a good rest of your day. And 73, KF8F2N, clear.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ryan. I thought you said Robin. Okay. And my name is spelled Charlie Hotel Romeo India Sierra, or can ham radio interrupt stereo? Scanners? Anything with an S. See ya.
See ya. I believe you got my name wrong again. It's Whiskey Yankee Alpha Tango Tango, Wyatt. But, yes, it was a pleasure meeting you. You have a good rest of your day. And this is KFA-FQN, clear.
W8R2Y from W8BBE.
This is KF8FQN listening.
CMN Network, MI1.
KF8MSQ.
KF8FNQ, this is KF8FQN. Hello.
Hello, FQN. I wanted to report back to you on that Anytone you were talking about, 778.
Roger. Oh, I remember you. We've talked before, and you said you were getting that Anytone 778, correct?
Roger that. Before you go ahead and purchase that, look online on forums and stuff. It seems like it's got an issue with the microphone being really quiet. I was trying to get through earlier today, and people were saying my signal was strong, but there was just no voice.
Really? So I think it came with like a CB-style mic. Is it just that, or is it the actual audio input or audio output?
Voice input. So yeah, the CD style mic. I found somebody online had drilled a hole in it to open up the the little mic hole for where you talk into because it's misplaced on the CD. So I tried that and didn't really have much luck either. KF8 FSQ.
Roger, so I'm assuming it is a easier solution. He's got to buy a new mic. I'm assuming, correct?
Well, fingers crossed. I tried toggling between the different size bands, but I had it set to wide, which I, from what I understand is what FM is. I don't know, though. I'm still, you know, new in my tech.
Correct. Wideband is generally, all repeaters normally use, wideband, and basically all of them, only accept it. And wideband makes you louder. I know that from experience. I believe, though, I may be wrong, that wideband is shorter range, I think, than narrowband. But when you come in on a wideband repeater using narrowband, you're a lot quieter. So, yeah, I think, yeah, wideband makes you louder.
Here, I was hoping that was a fix, but I'm going to try it out in the Jeep. I got to get it installed, and maybe I'll get somewhere that's more strategic to see if I get a better report. But, yeah, anyways, just checking in. Be cautious of that 778 if you're looking at buying it. This is FSQ.
Roger, how do you like the radio itself, putting that audio input issue aside?
It's a solid radio. I didn't really have any problem programming it, but I've been, you know, it uses Chirp, and Chirp is really well documented, and a lot of people use that for their code logs. So it was really straightforward to get it programmed, but yeah, like I said, it's just kind of really spotty on picking up the voice.
Roger, what kind of antenna are you using? Because I'm planning on getting a bass antenna mounted up on my roof.
I was thinking that might have been my problem. I tried a multitude of different antennas. I had a mag mount that I put on a pan for a counterbalance, I think they call it. I don't know. Still new to this radio stuff. But, yeah, I tried that, and then there was also, like, a hood lip mount one, but I didn't think that one was going to work because it needs the that ground plane for it to broadcast well. So, yeah, it's definitely not the best antenna situation, but I was hoping that I could at least get through the repeater and, like, be audible. But, man, it was rough.
Roger, now, again, as you know, probably, I don't have much experience with radios and stuff, but this is just from pure knowledge I've learned. If you're running mobile, I believe you can still mount a base antenna, but, again, that's going to be long and bulky, you could say. But mag mount on top of your car, like what you said, but if you're running, like, a home base station, a base antenna or a dipole or somewhere like a concentrated signal, a Yagi directional antenna.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about getting something I can mount on a J-pole outside up on the roof, but not when it's this cold and icy and slippery, and I'd rather not. Cafe, rescue.
Yeah, that's a good point. I believe it. What radio are you using right now? Because I see you're coming in from the KC8 UMP MI1, so I'm assuming DMR?
Well, I kind of went down a rabbit hole the other day and looked into this thing called All-Star and figured out you can set up a Raspberry Pi and get like a hat on there and set it up as like a little home repeater. It's really low power, but it can connect you to some of the bigger repeater networks like the CMN, the Central Michigan Emergency Network, I think it is. But yeah, look up All-Star if you haven't seen it yet. It's kind of like Echo Link, but different.
Roger. I have a Raspberry Pi 4. It's not in use at all. You need to connect the Raspberry Pi to like an actual computer to upload the software, or can you just upload it to a micro SD card and just put it in there and use it?
I wish Raspberry Pis were that easy. You more or less can write the image to the card. Setting up Wi-Fi is kind of a coin toss, though. So, and then you can't really connect Ethernet with the Pi Hat that, you know, does the conversion over to radio, but you have to use Wi-Fi, and it's troublesome on those Raspberry Pis. So, a little bit of a learning curve. And then on top of that, there's like a Supermon like web interface that you can use on your home network. I know that's a lot to understand all at once, but yeah, it's definitely a steep learning curve. But the great thing is that there's a, you know, a huge wiki and large community of people that are always willing to help. So.
Roger. Yeah, it sounds very confusing. I know I try to make a not so space grade CubeSat out of a Raspberry Pi. I was gonna launch it up on a weather balloon, but again, you have to get approved by NORAD or some sort of something like that. I don't really know, but yeah, I don't have. I think it's micro USB to USB. I don't have that, so I can't plug it into a computer. So that's a problem. I used to have a cable like that, but I guess I just lost it. But yeah, now all the Raspberry Pi stuff's coming back to me. I wish it was that easy. Like what you said, putting a micro SD in and it just working.
Yeah, the closest thing I have found to that experience is the Meshtastic radios. They're text only, but yeah, you do need like a USB cable, but usually they include it in the box with it. And yeah, that's definitely a different hog than All-Star and Raspberry Pi, but once again, same but different.
Yeah, I've heard of Meshtastic. I believe I forgot his call center was talking to me about it. Shame to search it up, but I thought you were talking to him. I didn't know it was text only. I didn't research them enough. But I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think I would ever want to buy a Meshtastic radio. I like sticking with the analog and a little bit of DMR.
Yeah, that's kind of the fun that I'm missing out on with these All-Star links and stuff. It's not pure radio, so if I DX somebody, it really doesn't count.
You literally just, yeah, I was literally just going to say that. I don't, like, I'm using Echolink, as you know, right now, but I feel like it doesn't feel like, I mean, you're using ham radio, it's just you're using your phone, and it's not like actual radio where you feel like a ham radio operator, like it feels legit. And when I'm logging on QRZ, I have to find digital voice, and that sucks so bad. That's why I said, using analog, it's just so much easier. And you are actually on a radio, which is a lot better than using those.
Yeah, it's definitely easier in a lot of regards. I have to say, I've done a lot of IT work, and just cracking the lid on some of the DMR stuff and the PiStar, like home repeater things that people set up, yeah, it's a lot. so I'm kind of with you on that. I'm just going to focus on analog and you know, keep chipping away at the general and see where I go from there.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I feel like you doing analog DMR makes life a lot more easier than having a program or Raspberry Pi and stuff. It's just the only problem I have with analog is that your audio quality is not as good as DMR, but analog is just so easy and it's so nice to use. And I feel like everybody really knows analog, like that's one of their first modes they learn. But the only problem I have with it, or this is just my radio, the Bossing AR-152, is that I'm about 14.4 miles away from the Romeo repeater to get into this repeater system, and I can hear this repeater system perfectly like clear, somebody talking and receiving, but when I transmit, all I come in is like static.
Yeah, story of my life. I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if I just live in a valley and radio signals aren't meant to come here. But I got groceries to unload and I got to order some food here. So it was nice talking with you, FQN. This is KF8FSQ 73.
So good to meet you. It was a pleasure meeting you. Pleasure talking to you. And this is KF8FQN here.
MI1 Network.
Oh, yeah.
CNN Network.
Bob! Where are you, Bob? Where are my chicken wings?
Sorry, I wasn't connected.
I thought I saw you connected earlier. Oh, you know what it was? I was rebooting some stuff, so maybe you dropped you. I thought I saw you earlier.
Yeah, it was like all night. I just left it on here, but I don't have it auto reconnect. I just think that's rude.
Wow. I want chicken wings. Although, I don't know. I got the pastrami and the corned beef is in the boiling in the, you know, to do the sous vide reheat. I got Swiss cheese, I got kraut, and Russian dressing, and their deli mustard, and their rye bread.
Is that all going to stay on the sandwich? It's not the whole fancy. It's not that it's a bad thing.
Well, how I watch them do it is they take, at least how I've seen them do it, is they'll take the sauerkraut and the Swiss cheese and they microwave that put it on a plate and put it in the microwave to melt together, I guess. And then you put the rye bread down with the dressing and then the meat on top of that. Then you slide the cheesy, sauerkrauty concoction on top of that and then top slice and then cut it.
A paper towel roll meal, but it sounds delicious. Michelle worked.
Yeah, she's working until, I thought she was supposed to do like 10 to 6 today, but it was 2 to 10, and they called her in early, so she went in early. So I am boiling water on the stove on my own right now. I hear you, little kitty. You want more food? I'll get you some more. I got a jar of their full sour and a jar of their half sours too.
Yeah, we're definitely enjoying the first half snacks, and the second half snacks are going to be great too. That's trying the best not to get full, but that's never stopped me, so I'm trying to encourage her. It's like the Olympics, so eating.
Yeah, I'm jealous. You got the air, you got the deep fryer going for the chicken wings and all that. Ugh. I suppose I better find a plate and some tongs to pull these bags out of the boiling water. So, yeah, I got their catfish kit like 5 years ago. I was like, you know what, I'll do it again. So, figured I'd splurge. And then I got cheesy ball and Triscuits as well. So, that's my snackies.
Just squint and put your hands in the boiling water, it's fine. Just move fast. Yeah, I found a bag of those munchy Doritos that was stashed in the back of the cupboard where I didn't know they were. So that was a happy surprise because those have been on the screen for a while. Don't you, though?
Ooh, my timer's going off. I'm not all on my own. Michelle left me instructions. She said the tongs were in the dishwasher, the pot for water is next to the fridge, the big boiling pot, you know, to start boiling with the sous vide stuff. That's all by the fridge. She's like, the dishwasher's clean. So, not totally on my own, but yeah.
Boy, she really has pegged you as her father's son. Did she lock up all the knives just in case?
I already cut myself yesterday. I also got one of their salamis, and I was peeling the casing off, and my hands were meaty, greasy, and slipped, and I have a gash in my left hand.
You Moses dudes or something else, man. Oh, boy. Oh, well. Welcome to the professional kitchen life. Never a scar-free moment.
No. So. All right. I should probably... I got a plate here. Find my, a bowl and put the meat in the bowl here.
That's what she said. So is that thing on your neck box, or you got a button?
Oh, no, I got to push the button. So it's a Wi-Fi radio, so I'm on RF, technically.
Yeah, me too, sure, technically. All right, keep your meat. This is Whiskey Air Sugar Delta Fuck.
W8FSN.
Well, these drives are not going anywhere.
I know, more. It's like, oh, let's get it down there and then we'll just kick it.
I mean, at least the Hawks are winning, but dang. I'm finding out about this as I tell you to you, but I've set us a challenge tonight to kill a whole 12-pack of Altus.
Cool.
Better hurry.
I'm just going to get moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a fly here starting in the background?
Sorry, I'm assembling sandwiches. My hands are... Oh, my gosh. And I got caps. Woohoo!
You are tar and feathered. Good luck.
Is that a fly I heard part of the background?
Probably, just don't worry about it.
What is it?
I don't know. It's a shitty signal.
Deb says there's so much sacking going on that that guy might as well just lay down.
All right. I'm, wow, I need a knife.
Let's get the band-aids out first.
All right, I'm going to enjoy my sandwiches. Oh, I didn't post it. Hold on here. I'll show you.
Why, that looks delicious. And I admire that there is extra stuff so that you can continue building the sandwiches as you go.
So there's 3 pounds of pastrami, 1 pound of corned beef, 2 pounds of Swiss cheese, 2 containers of kraut, 3 containers of Russian dressing, 2 loaves of rye bread. I'm having deli for a couple days now.
Oh, yeah, that'd last me like a day.
Yeah, I had to get a drink and a knife. The meat comes in 1 pound. It's pre-sliced in 1 pound, you know, retorts that you just sous vide up and to bring it back up to temp. And they say you can leave it frozen for 3 months or after you thaw it a week, but it came out of the freezer case and went straight into the fridge to thaw.
I've never liked it frozen anyway. It's too crunchy. And we are now starting gears number 3 for each of us. Yeehaw.
I don't think I have any beer. I got plenty of bourbon, tea, and Michelle's little foofy drinks, but I don't think there's a beer in this house. Mmm. Oh, so good.
This is the CMN Network, MI1.
Oh man, somebody caught a pass. That's weird.
I'm not even watching the game right now, because I'm stuffing my face. I figured I need to, like, hunch over this counter here to... Yeah.
Yep, it's a sink sandwich. You really just gotta eat it over the sink with the water.
So, putting the sauerkraut on the plate with the Swiss melt and then microwaving it kind of made this, like, I was worried it'd be too, you know, soupy, like the moisture, all that moisture from the sauerkraut. It held together. It's not. It's whoa.
You gonna need some alone time?
Hi, they do, but oh my. And sometimes I was worried about the rye, because I'm not always a big fan of rye bread. And I guess you couldn't get on a roll, a white roll or whatever, but damn, it's working. Because I'm a huge fan of the Russian dressing makes it. Oh my God, I'm having an orgasm.
That's because Russian dressing is all sugar.
I am not going to check my sugar for a day or two. Let's put it that way. Oh my gosh. WS.
Unless you're going for a high score, in which case you want to check. It's going to be impressive.
Honestly, I can go into diabetic shock right now, and I think I'd be fine with that. Of all the ways to go, Fred went with a deli sandwich.
He died eating what he loved.
It was at least it wasn't my meat in your mouth. Hey-o!
Yeah. Well, these parrots are something else, aren't they?
A little more vocal than I usually remember them being.
Yeah, Tasha really likes sports on TV. And if Tasha's making noise, Mickey's making noise. That's been like a vicious circle.
I've had half of the Reuben and three bites of the half of the pastrami and mustard only, and I'm, oh boy.
Deb says you sound like you're suffering. I say you did it to yourself.
Michelle just texted, don't eat it all myself, so save some for her. I'm like, yeah, there's not going to be a problem with that. And then she said, make sure the stinkers don't get any. I've already covered it up, you know, before I came over here and sat down. And I did, however, give a little piece to the both of them. So they did get a little piece of the meat.
There's mine.
All right, I got the game on my phone while I'm sitting here finishing this. I forgot I had the phone. It's in my other pocket here. Woohoo!
I thought the kitchen opened up into the living room. Isn't there a TV in there? What are you doing?
Yeah, that requires me to go find where Michelle put the remotes. I've been downstairs most of the day, and so I had the game, or, you know, the pregame stuff on, and it's still on downstairs. I can hear it when I came upstairs to start making dinner. But, I think I'm going to, when I finish, I'm going to go upstairs, and I'll put the game on the TV upstairs. That way I can sit with the furries. But holy crap, we're already... Oh, there's only 3 minutes left in this. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left in the. We're almost to the happy time show.
Just check that note she left. Everything else is on there. She'll probably tell you where the remote is. Yeah, it's almost time for me to start frying some chicken wings.
Yeah. Oh, so we did. Detroit did make it to the Super Bowl. We're just the officiating.
I got my Lions shirt on. Go team.
Let's go, Moses. Alright, tell you some.
Oh, now all the kids are going to be wearing post-it notes. Okie dokie.
Oh, man. I'm really delayed. I just saw the blue note. Nom nom. That toilet is singing. Oh my gosh.
Give him the bird.
Well, that was a waste of millions of dollars.
Huh?
That crypto ad, that was a waste.
Yeah, I just hope that it raises the stock price again, because I got 4 shares of that crap company, and it peaked in last July. Now it's down to like 90 bucks a share or something like that, these bastards.
CMN Network, UHF.
Oh, I found a Jack and Coke Zero in the corner of the fridge. Woohoo! Alright, I cleaned up my mess. Going upstairs.
A Jack and Coke Zero. It's simultaneously irresponsible and responsible. Well done.
I know, right? How I'm rolling. Oh, he's going for the kick. All right, I got it on the big TV up here now. And it's good.
I'll try not to hit you with too many spoilers. I think you're about 45 or 60 seconds behind.
Well, once I just turned it on. I'm going to go and change the channel to the off-air tuner. For some reason, my local off-air tuner is not getting 25 very well. So I'm going to switch over to the work tuner, but I don't remember the IP address. I got to type it in, but I'm going to look it up here in a second. I know it's not on the frickin' NO, Jeff. 62 or 66.2 or whatever it is now, but it's not coming in at the house anymore any better. Comes in and out, in and out, in and out. All bit error since they switched transmitters to the other one.
Sounds like a good excuse to get a double stack like I got on the garage.
Well, the house, I'm on the scanner antenna, so I plugged the HD home run into my little scanner multicoupler downstairs, but it's usually not the end of the world because I just watch it off my TV through Plex off the office server, so that I got a Yagi pointed due north and a Yagi pointed due west, so it's just on the upstairs TV, when you go through Plex, it's decoding it and then recording it temporarily, then re-encoding it and sending it to me. Whereas if I connect to the tuner, HD tuner directly, it'll just pull it straight off the antenna.
Yeah, we just watch everything on the antenna because we don't have cable or nothing. So, well, I mean, think of that. I guess we got TV pass now, but that's, you know, for stuff that's on local, it's a bigger pain in the ass than it's worth.
And your audio is really, really loud.
And ho, you're noisy and penny. So, yeah, Bob, your audio is a little bit loud. I think you need to back the RX off of it a little bit.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. It's all a default. I haven't touched a thing since I installed it.
Well, you did redo that image on it, didn't you?
Yeah, but it never worked, so I just went back to the old image, and then it magically started working again. So, and, you know, I didn't touch that when I installed it, 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, and Jeff, you're just noisy as all. Noisy and penny. It's probably the receiver. What are you on, Bert? Sounds like you're on Bert. Well, now it sounds like you're in the crapper doing paperwork.
No paperwork yet, but soon.
He learned it from watching you, Fred.
Oh, I doubled with you, Bob, sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, you're definitely starting your paperwork now.
Hi.
Stop pushing so hard, you're gonna break something. Last year's Bud Light was better. Sitting right here.
Okay, does this sound any better?
Oh, yeah. So Sounds better to me.
CMN Network, MI1.
Okay.
Well, then I'll leave it like this. Ooh, this battery's dead.
Mine does 83%, so I'm good for a little while. I guess I've been doing it wrong. Do you squirt me while you walk by?
How does this team even make it to the Super Bowl?
You see, when the before the season and the NFL was figuring things out, they already knew who was going to go to the Super Bowl because that's who paid them the most money.
Oh, I was actually expecting something along the lines of when two quarterbacks really love each other.
When a mommy quarterback and a daddy quarterback love each other very much.
Still worried about that surfer they showed at like one of the original breaks. Because, like, that guy went down under the water. He never came back up, and then they cut away to the game. Pretty sure we saw somebody die.
Just a way to keep you distracted.
I kind of wondered about the whole, you know, has there ever been a Super Bowl where one team did not score? And I was thinking that, and then all of a sudden, you know, New England finally found an end zone.
Yeah, there was probably a whole bunch of dudes that were betting on a shutout that got very sad. I mean, I'm sad too. I didn't put any money on it, but still would have been funny to see.
Yeah, let's go score some more, he said. Of course that's what he said. Because, you know, that's what an NFL football player will say.
I just got to find a way to win. I suggest scoring more.
Any ELZ listening?
Well, somebody's listening. I think there's more than one person listening, but okay.
Oh, man, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, it can be.
Hey, you're not allowed to listen. This is a private listening conversation.
I guess I probably should stop that then.
Yep, spin the dial. You're not supposed to listen. It's a secret.
Very confidential.
What's going on here? There's no secret from my point of view.
How it sounded like the PA last night in the stadium or in the arena. Couldn't hear a damn thing. It was all.
Why don't you guys get a room already?
We've got a room. It's right here.
There's a gap. There's a gap in the rush. Over.
And he slid. Slid.
Yossi!
Oh, look at that. He did intercept it. Man, I am delayed still. I never changed the channel. I'm still coming through the double relay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler warning.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. Yahtzee!
Aw, dude, that was Machete.
Was that DJ Khaled in a leotard? Hey, why did they put what's-his-nuts on top of the water tower? Because that made a whole hell of a lot of sense. Yeah, it is Machete, sitting on the stoop.
Dude, if Machete was hanging out on a stoop in my neighborhood, I would totally hang out on that stoop, too. Oh, these AI ass can suck a dick.
The bubble's got to burst. It's getting a little ridiculous.
Wasn't it like just last year that it was all these stupid commercials were freaking crypto instead? Ugh. Oh, dull. At least the medication commercials are funny.
I just wrote a business interoffice dating app. Although we did get one crypto ad this year.
Yeah, that one was great. By far your favorite, I know. Oh, too bad your ass got sacked.
Oh, it got sacked, all right. He got walked around and then put down. WSO.
Treating him like his name was Stafford. Whiskey ain't sugared out the fucks. Go, 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 go!
Oh my gosh. Look at them. Yeah, they were just saying it's not over. They can still come back. Yeah, right.
That was easily the best play of the game. Oh, man, that was fun. Look at that replay. That is beautiful.
MI1 Network.
Look at that shiny head. Did you make me wax this?
I mean, it's pretty glistening. I could never get my head back clean like that. It would never... It would be close, but I never... He's got to put product on it.
Like Rain X or Turtle Wax or something. Ouch! Oh... That didn't work.
Nature called, so I'm doing paperwork. So I'm just now listening.
I hate you for answering in the toilet, but it gives me the opportunity to make the Marine Mobile joke. So there we go.
Well, we're still generating pages. We haven't finished yet. This is going to be a long fax document being sent here.
Awful.
It's only moving at 9,600 baud. It isn't one of those super 14.4 super faxes.
Wow. On a post touchdown. Screw you, ref.
Hey, hey, hey. He's from Detroit. It's the only way we get to the Super Bowl.
Pretty sure you're at the Super Bowl right now.
Wow.
Don't forget to wash your hands and your radio when you're done. Now thank goodness that's over. That was a boring game.
CMN Network.
Now the fax machine had a paper jam. Michelle just got home and helped clean it out.
Oh, there's just details I don't need to know. I'm glad you're feeling better. course, if I'm interpreting this right, I guess she just, like, what, came and punched you in the stomach or something? Actually, I don't want to know. You don't have to answer.
She had to get
just
the plunger
meant to be dry.
Out. She had to get the plunger out.
Oh, that's the fax machine. Okay. Misinterpreting the entire joke. Funny either way.
We like to call it, we say it's a PD, she calls it a PD, you know, calling PD for domestic, because we were watching live PD one night, and they got a domestic call because the husband clogged the crapper and called the police for, and the wife called the police for domestic abuse. Literally, and that was the call.
I mean, it might have been well-founded. Poor Michelle. Welcome home, honey. Here's the plunger. I gotta go.
It's gonna sound weird. She's the whisperer with that thing, because I can spend 20 minutes trying to use it and get it, you know. She walks up, and I feel defeated, like I gotta take a break. And within 2 seconds, she's whispered to it, and if it was like a one-time thing, I'd, you know, whatever. But she's like 6 for 6 now or something. It's not, you know, I almost don't even bother anymore. I just say, hey, Michelle, we got to call PD for domestic, and she knows what has happened.
You know, I've had employees that didn't want to do a particular job, so they would do it really, really badly, so that I wouldn't ask them to do it anymore.
It's not bad. I'm really, like, by the third time of me, you know, crying, and she walks right up, and you know how emasculated I feel?
I imagine that all depends on where she puts the plunger after she's done with the toilet.
Wow. So, yeah, I've accepted my feminine side that I just can't do that. It just doesn't work. So she can walk up in 2 seconds, it's done. I don't know what the, yeah, I've accepted my fate.
Years from now, the extended family will be gathered around her tombstone, and it will read, "Here lies Michelle Moses, the plunger whisperer."
And really, I've sent some pretty long faxes in this thing, and it takes it like a champ, you know, 2-3 foot pages of faxes, and it sends it no problem. You get like a little short, you know, half or quarter pager, and it cries, and it just stops.
Sigh. Must not be a Toto.
No, it's not a Toto. I can't afford a Toto.
Boy, I'm really cooking this little Raspberry Pi CPU. What up with that?
It's all this fax talk. How'd your chicken wings turn out?
Oh, my God. So I used the Old Bay hot sauce. It's probably just got, like, extra sugar and garlic in it. But it was so good. Oh, my God. I ate two past the regret line.
So what, like a buttery sauce, hot sauce, but with Old Bay seasoning in it?
No, they actually got a bottled, Frank's, but it's Old Bay. I assume Old Bay seasoning in it, or the same ingredients, and you can get it at Meijer or whatever. It's pretty good, and I didn't add anything to it since I fried them in oil. I figured, okay, I don't need any more butter, any more fat, and man, they were just, I fried them hard, pulled them, and then patted them dry really quick, and then tossed them hot, and they were just freaking great. Okay, I think I can turn this game off now.
Okay, it does look very Frank's. You know, looks like the texture of Frank's Red Hot, but yeah. Interesting. I guess I should see what's on. I don't know where's my remote. Should switch over to see what Olympic. I didn't check curling today, though. I'm behind on our curling.
Yeah, I just can't pay attention to that stuff. It's too confusing. I guess I just don't handle the big tables well. But yeah, well, there's no sugar in this at all. Huh. It's freaking delicious, though. I gotta go put my wife to bed, so I guess I'll be back. Whiskey 8, sugar dope fucks.
All right. I'm trying to see if we made it to the... we have made it to the semifinals. Yeah, I'm just watching mixed really right now, so... sitting at a perfect 7. What? Who did we lose to? We lost to Great Britain? Oh, alright, WS. Oh, you found the radio.
Yeah,
your IP connection sucks because you're dropping out.
Yeah, I see that. I got the MI1 thing loaded up. Yeah, I got it.
Noisy on the 2.6.
Yes, it is very nice. Late to the night. But I don't actually listen to you guys for a while. That is
interesting. Holy crap, are you radioing in from the moon?
I'm coming in on 2.6.
I can't remember which one that is, but wow, that's really, rather noisy. That's wild. It's usually better than that.
You tried Detroit 2.175.
And we are back on the 2.175.
There he is.
Oh, you're making that one.
I was trying the all-star repeater I have in the garage, but the Wi-Fi connection is, shall we say, not the best. So then I was like, well, the 2.6 is my next best bet. And then I was like, well, that's kind of not great either. So good to hear this work.
Well, if you're cold, the repeater is cold. Bring it inside.
So, Fred, what were you faxing? Some to the state or something like that? You know, that's the only thing I can think of that still requires faxing.
Oh, you're going to regret this question?
All I know is when you said it was only 9,600 baht, I'm like, oh, that's got to be old, to which means it's got to be government.
The autism, it burns.
I'm gonna pee again.
And there's your clue.
I mean, the last time I had to deal with a fax, the most fun time I ever got was a fact involved black construction paper in like high school, but we won't go there.
Mikey, it's a euphemism.
Yeah, it's a euphemism. Look at Discord.
Oh boy.
Here's the
sign. Taking a downward turn.
Well, it didn't at first. It needed a little help. Michelle had to help it make a downward spiral.
The only downward spiral I want to hear about is the NIN album.
Michelle just yelled up. She had to help it down the pipe to send it to Chris, who is our buddy that works at the wastewater treatment plant. So we always say, he says, whatever we send down the pipe takes about 12 hours from here to get to the other side of the county at the plant. So when he gets in the morning, it'll be waiting for him.
Gotta love technology that's reliable.
Hi.
You know, this is what we built the repeater communications network for. Riveting.
Honestly, compared to what I hear on a regular basis, this ain't too bad.
You ought to monitor GMRS on that. Actually, don't.
GMRS. The CD of the digital airwaves.
The CD of CD?
It's CD that you have to pay for.
CD, you can...
Alright, should I watch? So I already know what happens. Great Britain kicked our butt. Try to decide if I want to watch our butt get kicked. Yeah, might as well.
Oh my god! You paid $400 for this mic thing?
No, I didn't. I got two of them.
Oh, they suckered you in with the discount for multiples, huh? Every time.
Well, and I did the Dayton special.
Dude knows, did the same thing with me. I bought two of those. Only one of them is active.
Sorry, I got the Dayton special. So I got a discount, and then I got the discount for buying two of them, so... Instead of driving to Dayton, this is what I bought.
Boy, and all this time you guys have been making fun of me for what I paid for this freaking ClearNote. I got a bargain compared to this thing.
And you don't have to deal with the world's greatest hand.
Good old ClearNote. Now, Scott stopped here a couple days before Dayton on his way down to Dayton to pick up the Starlink from me. And him and his dad had him. And I'm like, oh, that looks really cool. The next morning, I saw that they had a Dayton special, so I bought a pair of them and said, oh, look, I went to Dayton. And even though I didn't go to Dayton.
I gotta say, though, you got a good deal from Dayton without actually having to go to Dayton. That's pretty awesome.
No, exactly. So, it serves its purpose. It's an interesting little thing.
Looks like you're lucky you got it when you did. The new multi-unit purchase discount is not even $9. That's brutal.
Oh, yeah. And I think that even the price, I have to look what I paid, but even the price, their list price went up, I think, since Dayton.
This is the CMN Network, MI1.
I guess since the robot did it, I'll do it. This is Whiskey 8, Sugar Delta Fox.
W8FSM. W8FSM mixing. Oh, Michelle's making her sandwich.
Play-by-play on that one.
Now she's yelling at me because I didn't put it away properly. And I'm like, I set it in the tray right there, you know, because I knew she'd be home in a couple hours. Well, you need to put it in the sealed container that I have.
Dude, it probably spelled that out explicitly on that note. You got no excuses.
It didn't. It did not. But I'm getting yelled at for it.
Awkward!
Honestly, I was pretty proud of myself. I got the pot out, I boiled the water, I cooked the meat, I covered it. I got all the toppings out, microwaved all the toppings, assembled the sandwiches, had them sandwiches, cleaned up after myself, put everything away back in the fridge when I was done so that nothing was left out, cleaned up my mess, enjoyed myself, all like a big boy.
Flipped it up, reversed it, rubbed it down. Oh no!
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, that sandwich, that whole setup was just peak, man. That was like, I still have to have a room in this week. I just got to do it, man.
Oh, shit, see, there's a missed opportunity. You could be selling that stuff on the street.
Not for the price that I had. I mean, honestly, for what I got, for the cost, I get it. You know. But it's a treat. It's like the last time I had bought one or got this like five years ago. I was at the old house, so, and it was really good then. But it's not like I was home alone, or originally I thought Michelle would. I did think Michelle would be home with me. Like, I wanted to do something good for all the work I've had to do the last 2 months. So I was like, you know what? I treated myself.
Now, I kind of miss the days when I used to actually make my own corned beef. What I don't miss is the losing that fridge space for 2 weeks while it was curing and then get to whatever else. But I was making pastrami. And as also how much they charge for briskets these days. And as Fox can attest to, the quality of that brisket kind of just put me right off of it. I thought I might get back into it, but yeah, we'll see.
Maybe I can be a lazy guy this week and double go get sandwiches from that deli on the corner. It's like the only restaurant around in this part of town that's any good. And man, they're good and generous.
Well, we've got a place here in town that does a pretty decent corned beef sandwich. So we've got that. We went a couple weeks ago, but, I mean, it's not something we think about all the time, I think, so, you know.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this, the holiday market in Royal Oak used to have their own, you know, they had the smokehouse up, and they were making their own corned beef, of pastrami, and they would slice it for you, so it was just like, you know, the deli meat. They're only like $1 a pound more than like the crafted pork head was playing or whatever at the time. Now this was about 2019 or so. Things have obviously changed since then.
Boar's Head was actually slinging corned beef? I don't remember that.
Yeah, they've got they've had it for a while now. Not great, but it's there.
Yeah, that kind of describes both the hunks of roast beef type stuff I got in the freezer. I mean, one's a Boar's Head and the other is a knockoff. It's probably still Boar's Head, but it's branded as halal. But neither one of them was great. Just kind of salty.
Here it is. I found it. First cut, cooked corned beef brisket. Then they've got corned beef top round, chimichurri roasted beef, pastrami round, top round pastrami, first cut pastrami brisket, and then their roast beef sun listed there too. I didn't realize they did a corned beef.
And you know what the greatest part about that is? They put way more effort into making all that sound like you're getting something good than actually making it be good.
Well, that certainly unsells it.
And if you're real lucky, you might just get the stuff that comes from that one plant that got shut down for all those health violations out of you.
Oh, jeez. What the hell? That wasn't Boar's Head, was it? That was somebody else.
I think that was Boar's Head. I forget what state it was in, but yeah, it was one of theirs. It wasn't, they've got more than one in cases, but yeah, I forget what state it was, but yeah, it was Boar's Head.
Oh, yep, sure enough, Boar's Head, Virginia. For Listeria. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but that's definitely something I don't want on my family.
I've had some food poisoning a few times. Don't recommend it. Not good times. I mean, the hallucinations are a little weird, but still not good times.
Well, speaking of, I drove by that one place in Troy that used to be the City Grill. I was in the area doing kind of worky kind of stuff. You remember the story when I went there back in 2023 and... I had to take the next day off work over that way.
Yeah, how'd you like the new facade? They clasped the joint up, huh?
Well, hopefully they have kitchen staff that actually pays attention to the health department regulations this time.
I always thought the health department regulations were just suggestions, right? They're not requirements.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
I'm sure that's what they say about the down at the Taco Bell near my house. I looked them up one time on that OCC website, and oh boy, there's a lot of violations there.
Love my Taco Bell. I don't like the speed of it, but I miss my Taco Bell.
I don't think I've had Taco Bell in, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years. Oh, this is fun. I was walking by with the radio keyed up, and it turned on my scale, my kitchen scale.
Yeah, I haven't had Taco Bell in about 10 years either, but yeah, that's a funny thing, too. When I first got back in ham radio, I got that Jesu handheld, and every time I would be, like, standing in my kitchen and key up, I had a light out back, like one of those LED, floodlights that the previous, like, the owner, the previous tenant or whatever left behind, and every time I key up on UHF, it would go on. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, my parents' side light. Every time I pull in, and I'd have APRS running, you know, so it would be keying up as I'd come in, pull into their driveway, it would turn the lights all on. Yeah, they tore my Taco Bell down and built a new modern one in its place, but that was pretty sad. I had Taco Bell last week, and then two Thursdays ago now, yeah, Dad and I had it on our way back from Lowell. I frequent the border.
At least they tore it down and then put another Taco Bell there. They closed that White Castle on Woodward and they turned it into a smoothie shop. Talk about an insult.
Yeah, you know what an insult is I bought those a few weeks ago at Myra. I saw the White Castle was selling those chicken rings, you know, frozen. And I bought a bag. And I'm like, man, this is going to be nostalgic from all those times I went there after City Club, completely wasted. Anyways, I get them home, I, you know, cook them up, and I'm just like, wow, these are just nothing like what you feel to get in the restaurant. They're absolute garbage. I think I'm going to throw the rest of the bag out. It's just that bad. Okay, to me.
Yeah, their frozen sliders are pretty bad, too. I mean, I get it. It's not fried. It's designed to survive in a freezer forever, so you get what you get. With the sugar dump fucks.
WFSR. I still got, I think, 3 free passes from Michelle to go to White Castle. She's given me, I think I still got 3 left banked right now that I can say, I want White Castle, and she can't say no to me.
Like, forever?
No, I mean, I got 3 passes, so if I say, and she says no, I can say I'm going to use one of my freebies, and then I'll have 2 freebies left, and then, but if she says yes, or I go and she doesn't know about it, it doesn't count, because she doesn't know about it.
So what happens after you're out of passes, and then she still says no, then it's just groveling at that point?
I've never run out of freebies yet, so I don't know, and I'm kind of scared to find out.
I would not do well in that formula.
Honestly, I get it, and it's like a quarterly thing with me. I'll swing by, or if I'm coming back from Chesedding, I can usually work it to where I make a slight detour, and I magically drive right by the White Castle. So it kind of works in my favor. But it's never really been an issue. I haven't really done the whole, you know, grab me a Crave kit, you know, type of thing.
Well, yeah, it's about the only thing I buy. But I also only go like once a year, if that. I don't think we've been there since like 2 years ago, for New Year's. And then we put them in the freezer. Because when you buy a Crave case from a restaurant and you pack them up good and freeze them, they're great. Like, leave them in the boxes and stuff, and they're awesome. But just getting the ones that are already, you know, that are just supermarket slop, they suck.
Yeah, basically we still got the one over at 12 in Quinter if I ever get curious for any of that stuff. Because I drive by there quite often because, you know, if it's a certain amount of Meyer, I have to. So, I already know it's still open on the Quinter. But I was just thinking, too, like, remember a few months ago they opened that Halo Burger up in Clinton Township, and I kept thinking, like, man, I gotta get up there because, you know, that's the closest one to my house easily. I just never did, but at some point, I gotta do it just to do it, because I know that's a big Michigan thing that we just recently got in our area.
Yep, go to the Halo Burger. Yes, go to the Halo Burger. My buddy will thank you. They're opening up a Well, we did get, Walled Lake opened up, a month ago. But the next one is going to be downtown, the original downtown Flint one. Closed down the building a week or two ago now, the original downtown Saginaw Street one. And so they're going to put Halo Burger, rebuild it right back in the front of that building, and then put a Cops and Donuts in the back.
You know, that that Walled Lake one, I didn't realize they had that open yet, but yeah, the Walled Lake one, that's kind of, sort of, not really, but I could make it be kind of, sort of, on the way to a couple of state parks. So when it gets warmer, I could do, go to Dakota, activate Mayberry State, and go to the Hill Burger Walled Lake, and then go go activate Dodge number 4 of the Water Brew or something like that, or the, where the 3324, if I forget the name of it, the one out in Belford, the Proud Lake. So, yeah, I love it when the good plan comes together.
That's far enough out of the way anyway. You could just activate the Halo Burger. You don't need to drive anywhere else. And so what if it screws up the drive-thru?
Halo Burger's on the air.
So Halo is, what's his name, is his place?
Yeah, Rob. He's the CEO of it. But the new parent organization also owns Tops and Donuts, New York Pizza, and there's the bakery in Lansing. I forget the name of the bakery they had in Lansing there, but yeah, that's Rob's thing. Oh, your node farted.
Yeah, I wonder if he finally drove the CPU high enough that it was like, nope, deal it.
Oh, mine screwed up? No, I'm just mixing bird medicine.
CMN Network, UHF.
Yeah, that's right. Don't you forget it. Although we don't have to mix bits you meds up, it's all pre-mixed, but Michelle has to draw it into the little thing you do and stick it down her gullet.
Your host, Fred?
Is my what? Fred Hunt? What?
TMI time with Fred.
Oh, I missed it. You said something about my host? What? You stuck the host where?
Who shot who in the what now?
Exactly.
Something, something, one.
Full send!
Don't forget, hashtag finger free.
Dude, the medication commercials were absolutely on point this year, I gotta admit.
These AI slop weather things on social media are getting out of hand. The name of it is Snow Forecast Gold Standard is the name of the page, and yet other people are sitting here...
AI slop, it's been getting out of hand, but, yeah, it's just, I don't know what to say about it, really, AWS.
Some guy has been paying a license fee to for just years for one of those very well-built-out Amiga operating systems. Started cramming, like, a fake AI into the box. And he's like, he's all in. I got you, this whole thing in the whole world is Amiga GPT. Like, dude, I am no longer paying you money.
guy who makes the Safari, the keyboard digital phone that people use on HF, try to shove an AI in there. Nobody uses it. Nobody wants it. Like, why would you put that in there? Like, God.
What does it even do?
The use case for it is to ask about the weather. Because it's hammering.
Like, you need AI for that. You just key up any ham in the world and they'll start telling you about the weather and you don't even got to ask.
Yeah, it's getting chilly out there, man.
That's the truth about the hands. There was one time I came across, I turned my radio on, like, I didn't have the, whatever frequency I left it off at, like, around 40 meter sideband. And this guy's on there, like, middle of the conversation, like, well, you only told me about your weather, you know, this week, you told me about your weather last week, and I'm like, oh, it's going to be like that, and I turned the radio off, and I found something else to do.
I'm going to have to go to Lapeer tomorrow and probably Oxford. So Oxford and at least Lapeer, two places tomorrow. If I time it right, I can stop by the country market and get Sloppy Joe Mondays.
Sloppy Hose?
Yeah, Monday Sloppy Joe lunch at the market. So, not all bad. But, I mean, I got all this meat here, too, but it's like, I haven't had a good Sloppy Joe in a while.
I'll go with some Sloppy Hoes in my life.
Do you make them extra sloppy?
No, thank you.
Because Daddy likes it extra sloppy.
Oh, he went.
Who lives there? Are you kidding? It's Fred. TMI Fred.
Yeah, they're probably going to have some zip code at this point.
Hey, did the winds of change ever blow?
Oh, yes. So I... we'll see how Monday goes.
Should do it on Friday, or should wait until Monday?
Monday. She's supposed to be there tomorrow. Because we're supposed to move the one Synology back, so I'm going to... She's going to tell me when she... If, you know... If she's leaving, I gotta shut it down. She'll pick it up and take it down there. But yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Cha-cha-cha-changer.
I mean, you can't just pay people to sit there and clean the windows for 3 hours a day? What? Or after 2 hours of work, take a half-hour lunch break? And not clock out? What? Even though you're going home in 2 hours?
I'm seriously bummed, Dan. I was going to apply for that job. That sounds like a great corpo gig.
You mean you don't want to sit at the front desk and answer the phones and greet people when they come in? You want to have your desk put somewhere else? What?
Uh-oh, here comes Nikki. Yeah, you.
Sports are on. It got awful quiet in that house. Or sports are not on anymore, so it got pretty quiet in that house.
Yeah, thank goodness. Boy, does Tosh love sports. She loves hockey most of all, but she was pretty wired up today, man.
WFSM. I don't know. I haven't heard. How was it? She said it was good.
Did she say good or fine? Because it sounded like fine.
No, you said it was. You said it was good, right? Hello? Hello? Was it good or just fine? It was good, yes. Bob thought you said fine.
All right, yeah. All right. We were going to have some words.
Watch this. So whose meat's better, that or Bob's? Long pause, Bob.
Yeah, she took too long to answer, so I know the answer. But it's fine, because I'm not open ever anyway.
She goes, it's not smoke, so it doesn't count.
I thought that was pastrami.
Bob, take the win.
Brutal.
Okay, she just said she will not drive to New York for this meet, but she will drive to Ferndale for your meet.
A brilliantly maneuvered save.
Although she did drive to Chicago for my meet, so yeah.
I just don't even want to go back down there. Just don't wanna. But it looks like it's warming up, so I might have to gut it.
It's supposed to be, what, 25 tomorrow? 39, talk about weather. 39 on Tuesday, so if it warms up enough to scrape the ice off the... Because you got to keep those sidewalks clean, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Shit. I've been down there like twice a week, every week, no matter what, to do that. But everything else is soaking wet. So even if that stuff melts inside the parking lot, the firewood is just going to be absolutely soaked, and that's a miserable time. And I think, Larry, Mike, were you saying something? I think you and Fred might have doubled.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at the, I actually have the MI1 monitor up, and it only shows like one person transmitting at a time, so something about like doubling, I have no idea. But yeah, I was just saying, Gary was, wondering to me earlier, like, hey, is Bob's going to be open again, like, before the lot gets sold or whatever, or starts to be built upon? I'm like, I have no idea. You got to depend on the weather forecast, and then even at that, you know how those go.
It's like a confluence of events, too, because I've got a big order coming in probably this week, but I won't get the stuff for it till next week. But I got a repair guy coming in on Tuesday because my first-year warranty is almost up, and I want him to give the big machine a once-over. And then the other part of it is freaking health department renewals are coming up. And I was going to let it lapse because it would have ended at the end of April, and that was when I was originally supposed to be getting ready to get off the lot. And then the last time I talked to the landlord, he was like, oh, yeah, I might even meet till August. So it's like, ah, crap. So now, do I spend $180 on the renewals and then him change his mind or, what? So I don't know. I just don't want to.
Given all that, I get it, man. Like, dealing with other people is so tiring. And as you know, most of my job is dealing with other people. It's information I need from other people. It's things that other people are supposed to have done that I need other people to have done. And, if I had hair, I'd be tearing out right now even thinking about it. It's just a cake of a year.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, on one hand, it's like, okay, the guy, he's pretty easygoing. I get it. He's about halfway down the mountain. I'm just at the bottom of the mountain because he's relying on the city government and stuff like that to give him information about approvals
and the construction companies about when they can come in, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not like he's being obtuse to me on purpose or anything like that, but it's just, I'm just another person in line, you know.
Did they buy just your lot that you're on, or did they buy the neighboring ones? Because I'm trying to picture an apartment condo thingy being built there, and it's like, I don't know.
Nope, just mine. I mean, he owns plenty of properties, but only the lot that I'm on, he bought from the other guy, whatever his name was. And he said it's going to be four unit, two-story buildings. And then parking will be in the back, because there's also that 8 or 10 feet of easement behind the back fence. So that's where the parking and the dumpsters and stuff will go. And, I mean, apparently there was enough in there. The architects, you know, were able to fit it in there. So, you know, I doubt they're going to be palatial estates by any stretch of the imagination. But Steve next door, the electrician, he ain't never selling that building. And and if he dies, and he's got cancer right now, so his kid even says, you know, why would I give it up? He says, you know, I can work out of here. It's paid for. So it makes, you know, real good sense. So it'll be a long time probably before they'll sell the rest of that block.
So the fence on the south side, you get by the power lines there, that's 10 foot in that grass is your easement?
Yeah, or at least it's supposed to be. Some of the neighbors behind have encroached more than they probably should have. But that alley, that, you know, used to be an alley, and it goes all the way back to Steve's property. So, you know, that's there for the using.
Yeah, and the overuse of what used to be alleys is a typical Ferndale thing. When I rented that house on East Lewiston in Ferndale, right down the street from the Q, that was how that was. And even the house we rented had been there so long, they actually moved the fence to about halfway through what was supposed to be the back alley. Because, you know, it was just, you know, they've done it, so whatever, you know, we'll keep doing it, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah, like, there was supposed to be an alley behind our house, and, like, it only went as far as, like, maybe one or two houses into the block, and then everyone else has kind of split the difference on that. I totally get how that works.
Yeah, and especially when it's an industrial lot that had been basically abandoned for 25 years. So why wouldn't you? I mean, I don't hate anybody on doing it. It's none of my business. You know, that chain link fence hadn't been going anywhere while I've been there, so it doesn't bother me at all. It's just, it's less grass I had to cut.
Let me tell you, real talk, that house sucked when we rented it, but there are a lot of some, you know, definitely some issues with it. But one thing I do not miss is the depth of the backyard, because of the fact that they extended it into the alley and the fact that it was already deeper than what we have now. I actually was able to run an off-center fed Alpha Delta in pretty much a double configuration. I was able to get on 80 meters up through 10 meters on that antenna with a tuner, and like, even at one, I could even make it work on 160 if I really wanted to. Like, I just don't have the room to do that here. So I definitely, that's like the one thing I missed about that whole thing. Everything else about it can, just wasn't my memories at this point.
Yeah, you're definitely in a narrower backyard now, but at least you don't got to worry about a basement flooding.
Yeah, that was a little scary when that happened, you know, where we started seeing water come up from the floor and up the other drain, and you know, Carrie and I were downstairs starting to carry stuff off my floor and bringing upstairs, and then thankfully somebody hit a switch and it drained, and I'm like, it probably flooded somebody else out, but what can you do at that point? The very next day I was at Lowe's buying metal shelves, and that, you know, thankfully they were on sale.
we were not so lucky because we were not downstairs at the time and had no idea until we're standing outside looking at the river in the street, and one of the neighbors says, "Hey, you been downstairs yet?" Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're talking about the OG, you know, what we had 2014. I'm talking about, yeah, we had one in the 19, early 20, you know, and we had a lot of rain, and it burned out, you know, the whole area, and, you know, the same thing started happening, and thankfully, you know, it didn't get as bad as, you know, it got in 14, because it wasn't raining for, you know, 8 hours straight. You know, back in 14, I was living in Hazel Park at another rental house, and thankfully, I didn't have a basement, but, like, yeah, like, after that, like, I actually have video of, like, the kids playing in the Creek River, and I'm like, oh, those kids are doing this at school, I bet, you know, it's going to be more, you know, it's school for other reasons, you know, because it is in the park, but anyway, it's, yeah, like, after that, like, you know, people are just, you know, throwing water, logs, boulders, crap out of their basement. And it's just bad that for 2 or 3 weeks until the, you know, trash people just don't get it. And I'm just like, wow, like, I know, you know, at the time we didn't rent any house, didn't have a basement. I'm like, this is actually advantageous because that's a lot less stuff I got to do.
Yeah, ours did twice. Like, if it was 14, it happened again in 15, or if it was 15, it happened again in 16.
High temperature.
And then we were in this place by October of 17, I think it was.
It says it's 15 degrees Celsius.
One of the main reasons we got it, other than it was actually furnished and or finished and not a festering shithole like most of the other places we looked at, was that it did not have a basement. And, like, it's the first time I haven't had a basement in my life, aside from apartments. But as much as I miss having a basement, I also do just every time it storms now, I just don't worry about it, and which is nice.
Yeah, if you've got a water thing issue now, you've got other issues?
CMN Network, MI1.
Whiskey 8, Sugar Delta Fox. There's plenty of water here, but at least it just flows towards the back into the pond and the stream back there.
WSM.
That was one of the things that was driving the realtor nuts was, you know, we had this peculiar list of wants when we were house shopping, and one of them was we want a place on the top of the hill because the Berkeley place was on near the bottom of the hill. And, you know, we lost so much stuff twice that I was just like, never again, man.
So is that why there's never been another IPM... That you, like, that's it, no more IPM basement, because you didn't want to deal with that anymore?
Yeah, I mean, we moved here. This place doesn't have a basement. It's got a crawl. And so, you know, while I tried to do a little bit of a solo act during the pandemic, I bought a new mixing board and everything, and I did a couple of shows and just kind of gave up because it ain't fun by myself. You know, beyond that, we really didn't do anything more than just have big parties in Berkeley. Like, the IPM just kind of ended in practice in Ferndale when I moved out of the Ferndale house. And NDR was already gone by then. And then, you know, it's just, life's moved on. I still have a ton of the stuff, like the memorabilia, but all the paperwork and all the letters and stuff like that, those got flooded out. All the CDs got flooded out. I've got them washed, and I got about half of them ripped. Out of them, like 3,000 of them, I got about 1,500 ripped over the pandemic. But, you know, it was just time to stop doing it.
We're just not young anymore.
Ain't that the truth? That and some bastard's been squatting on the domain name for like 10 years.
Yeah, but like, there was a time and a place with a lot of that stuff. Now, you know, Fred, you may not know, but like, you know, Bob had his IPM thing going on. I was involved with a different group in those days. It was called Audio Tech. It was run by this guy, Ed, who was on Howl, or I guess he was still on Howl. And it was both sides of it. More of a party kind of atmosphere. You play music, you hang out. There's a lot of social aspect to it as well. And then, both kind of went away. And then a few years ago, I was doing some stuff with the Detroit Industrial Underground guy. And this guy, Brian, was a really cool guy. And, it lasted a couple of years, and we just kind of left it behind. It's more of the sign of the times thing. Like, it made more sense to do it in, 2000s, early 2010s. We kind of made it work in late 2010s too. I mean, I was bringing in artists from out of the country that was giving the team through the playing and industrial, the Scott Darkley, whatever. And we made it fun, but ultimately, it's just at the end of the day, you're doing a lot of work for other people to enjoy, and you're not being contributed back, like you're doing it.
Yep, that's a big part of it. Well, there was a ton of reasons, but, for IPM being the format that it was, when all the principal players started getting married and having kids, and they couldn't commit to it anymore, that took a big chunk out of it, and then I floundered for a while, just rotating through, younger people that were, came in, were part of it for a little while, and then drifted off. And that was near the end, and that was miserable for me, too, because it's just, the actual crew, the personalities and the characters, that team that made that work so well just weren't around anymore, and it was tough, just like being at work and having to retrain, train somebody new every other month, and it was the same kind of dynamic. And then the other thing is technology. I mean, as soon as the phones started getting smart and cheaper and storage started getting cheaper and people could carry the music around with them, and then the other part was when the democratization of streaming in general, services started to pop up that were turnkey, and anybody could have a podcast, and anybody could have a radio show. There was too many choices, and the ocean got so big that there was just no way to compete anymore, even now.
In my day,
and I guess... Well, and I think it's also the, because I got Joy introduced me to it, and I only met her through late night at Voyager, and I was a young punk back then, but it was, back in those days, we'd sit up on IRC, and, we'd have the bandwidth for that, and to do that type of thing. So, now that everything's in your pocket, there's more storage and processing power in our pockets than we had 20 years ago. We also got lives and married.
So we're not just sitting around on a computer every Saturday and then Friday night.
Speak for yourself.
I was thinking that as I was saying it.
You're a damn liar. You are, too. I didn't, for some reason, put it together that Joy was who introduced you to it, but, did you work at Voyager?
No, we had servers there, and they're in East Lansing, and she was my escort, because at midnight, 1 a.m. or whatever, I had to have an escort to get in and out of the data center. So she was my escort.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, because it started in South Lansing in a little apartment, a garden-level apartment off of, what's that main drag over there, the two roads that are parallel? Cedar Street? Yeah, I think it's Cedar. And then moved to Hazlitt, and I had an apartment over there for a year or two, and then moved to Madison Heights and then to Ferndale. But, Joy and I dated for a little while, but a lot of people can say that.
Yeah, I can't say that. That's fine. But, no, so when we first moved servers into Voyager, they didn't have, like, a co-location area set up, so we were right in their main data center. Had half a rack or whatever in the main data center there, so whenever I had to do, you know, at-night maintenance or whatever, I would, so I'd have to be, I couldn't be alone. Then they finally did build a, you know, like a room and that I had access to, so I could just badge in and all that, and didn't need escorted access to my cage anymore. But in the beginning, because they didn't have anything like that, we were right in their main spot, or East Lansing spot, you know. Because Voyager used to have a data center, their modem pool was in our office, and so PRIs and such. And, you know, in the early days, you had to have a presence in the local exchange to do it in the modem banks and all that. So Voyager had that at our place.
It's a small world after all.
From what I remember of her, she was interesting. That's all I can remember.
Yeah, definitely a bullet dodged. Fun for a little while, but not a long-term commitment.
I wasn't even going there. You went there, I didn't go there. I'm glad for that. I had my own crazies.
I'm not saying I wasn't a hoe, too, but... and I'm not saying she was, but she definitely, one of them just liked to fight about stuff, and that's not my scene.
Drama, or everything's the end of the world?
Her parents were divorced and then remarried and then divorced again. She didn't know what a good relationship was. She thought the relationship had to be fighting about stupid shit, and so that's what she did. And I'm sure still does, or maybe she doesn't, I don't know. Hopefully she moved on from that, but it was exhausting, and that's just not my scene, man. Deb and I have never fought, maybe once or twice in 10 years.
Yeah, there's people who, like, just live off of that, though. And Bob, you and I both know people like that. So, but yeah, at the end of the day, it's down to, like, if you're with someone you're fighting with constantly, is it really a good match?
Yeah, I sure don't think so, but, you know, I mean, maybe there's people that are into that, and that's fine, but it wasn't me. But, I mean, hell, Crazy Pete. I mean, I stepped out of being his best man because it's like him and Michelle were throwing lamps and furniture to each other. Not literal, physical, knockdown, drag-out fights every other night of the week, twice on the weekends. And then I was expected to come over there and break up the fights and be the neutron control rod all the time, and it's like, yeah, this is not my relationship. I sincerely don't think you two need to get married when you're like this, and I can't be a part of it anymore. And that was it.
Well, I lived a few blocks away from them when I lived in Wyandotte, and that was when they were married, and it was